really, really decent decent football, but, you know, controlling the ball, controlling the mental mistakes, the fumbles have been their demise. But you listen to KIIC Radio, KIICradio.com, Friday Night Lights. Week number 5 brings this North Mahaska Warhawk team to Colfax Mingo, the Tiger Hawks of Colfax Mingo, as the Tiger Hawks take the field here, their home stadium. That's a beautiful night for football. Not a real big stand, but I tell you, the time as we were walking in, just love the setup of this this field with the grass berms on both sides. You know, encourage the community to come out, bring a lawn chair, watch their boys in blue. And kind of funny, we're given a hard time by the North Mahaska staff for wearing blue, and I'm in a blue shirt and Tommy's in an orange shirt. So we obviously didn't get the memo that those were the school colors for Colfax Mingo. So hopefully we don't have to worry about being confused for Colfax Mingo homers here tonight. But
I did suggest North Mahaska coaching staff get us a couple of North Mahaska shirts.
You know,
we
won't put that past the booster club in North Mahaska. If we had a couple of red North Mahaska shirts, we would sure wear them. Tiger Hawks taking the field. We're about 5 minutes to go. I want to thank all the sponsors who helped make this year's edition of Friday Night Lights possible. Front Row Antiques there in New Sharon, McGriff's of New Sharon, Gardner Collier Jewelry, Oskaloosa, and Atumwa, American Cleaning, Jim Miller, we thank you for his support, Medicamp Pharmacy, Boyd U.S. Cellular, Hello Better with Boyd U.S. Cellular, Slumberland Furniture, that's good, I like that, Cargill of New Sharon, Community First Credit Union, and your voice is supported by Community First Credit Union. Proline, building company, building dreams, that's what Proline does, and Windstream for business. And tonight's main sponsor, tonight's game is going to be brought to you by Crop Production Services of Oskaloosa and New Sharon. They're your local experts for seed and crop protection products. Stick with us tonight after the game as we pick the discount double check player, offensive and defensive players of the game. Last week, let's see, who was my choice last week? It was Stottsdale. I believe Carson Stottsdale took a kick off in the second half to the house. Also had another touchdown for the Warhawks last week.
And I believe the defensive player of the game was
Adam Pothoven, I believe.
Yeah.
Pothoven, number 84. Seems like we call Pothoven's number quite regularly. On that defense last week, he was all around the ball, everywhere the ball was. So
Andrew Gumont had a big game last week. Every single time that Brooklyn BGM threw the ball his way,
I think they completed one pass over Andrew Gumont all night long.
And that was called back for a penalty.
There was a penalty on that play. So, well, I think what we're going to see tonight from talking to the coaches and the guys in the press box, this Colfax Mingo team, they like to get the ball in the air, have passed for quite a few yards so far this season. Talking to Coach Arrett last week after the game, I think he was hoping it was going to be cold and rainy, maybe even some snow in the forecast for this game, just knowing that the Colfax Mingo team likes to air it out. So we'll see how Andrew Gumont, Pothoven, those guys in the secondary of the Warhawks are able to defend it here tonight. We get down within about 2 minutes. Stay tuned tonight after the show. We'll break it down. We'll hopefully catch Coach Arrett before he gets on the bus. But also you can catch the Locker Room Show on Fox 15 Atumwa, and also on 96.7 KIIC Radio. After that Albia game gets over, we'll break down all the local scores, and I won't even say South Central Iowa because it's a big portion of Iowa we cover for scores. So we'll have all those breaking down. Damn, the guys doing the music here at Colfax have a pretty good selection picked up.
Yeah, they do. I think it's Pandora.
I tell you, the great thing about some of these smaller schools we end up to, me and Tommy get to stand outside and just, you know, sometimes it's windy, sometimes it's cold. Tonight is just an absolutely gorgeous night. As the Warhawks are getting ready to kick off, Colfax Mingo defers to the second half. So James Spiker, number 79, coming down on the field. He's going to get ready to tee this one up. As week 5 brought to you by Crop Production Services, I'm Wendell Campbell, your good neighbor State Farm agent from Oskaloosa. Me and Touchdown Tommy, we're going to bring it to you kicked off to the final bell. Bell is set off here tonight. If the Warhawks get set to kick off, they'll be kicking right to left as you face your radio dial at home. And hopefully they don't play music through the entire game because we are right next to the speakers. Here we go. Spiker comes up to the line. Low line drive is fielded at the 25, fielded near side up to the 30. Going to make up to the 35. And that's where Colfax is going to take over first and 10 on their own 36-yard line. Looks like that was number 22. That's Jimmy Abel. for the Tiger Hawks. So the boys in red, red pants, white jerseys here tonight. The road whites for the North Mahaska Warhawks. First and 10. Warhawks come out, and right away, we got a four receiver set on the far side. Myers in the shotgun. Four receivers far side, one receiver near side. He drops that short pass, was caught at the 40, and made it up to 45 midfield. He's into Warhawk territory. Took up another tackle, breaks up the midfield, or towards the middle of the field, and down to the 40, I'm sorry, the 36-yard line of North Mahaska. Big pickup.
Took Stockhill to bring him down on that one.
Stockhill was able to chase it down, but not before he picked up about 30 on the play. Again, five receivers set for the Tiger Hawks, four receivers far side, one receiver near. They come out a little bubble screen. He takes a bubble screen, duck the tackle in the backfield. Oh, great play. The ball's knocked down, 81. Clay Gleason, as he's back in the lineup here this week, got his arm in a little bit of a support last week, not even dressing out for the game. But Gleason, they faked the bubble screen far side. He came near side, passing center for number 9. That was Jacob Leitz. Leitz unable to make the catch. That's coming up second and 10 for the Tiger Hawks. Now four receivers set, two receivers each side. One running back in the backfield with Myers. Snap, they're going to fake the handoff, pass across the middle. That's intended for number 9, Leitz. Pass intended for Leitz. That ball was well out in front of him. That's going to bring up a third down for the Tiger Hawks.
That ball was a bullet going across that middle.
Myers, this quarterback, Myers, is a junior, number 11. He's got quite the arm. The Tiger Hawks have passed for a good chunk of yards so far this season. They're sitting at 3-1 on the season. We're sitting right now at 1-3. Four receivers set to each side with a single back. Myers in the shotgun. Takes the snap, looks, pressured, and he's brought down. Number 12, Portell. Number 58, I believe that'd be Hudnut. No, Lanphier, Austin Lanphier. Portell stood him up. Lanphier able to finish him off. Big loss in on the sack. Great play.
Six-yard loss on the play.
Six-yard loss. That's going to be at 4th and 16. So the Tiger Hawks are going to go ahead and back to punt. Number 11, Jaron Myers back in punt formation for the Tiger Hawks. Gleason and Podhoven back standing on their own 10-yard line to receive. A high snap. Kicked by Myers. Kicked toward far sideline. Ball's going to bounce at the 10 inside the 5. That one's going to break the goal line. So that's going to give the Warhawks first and 10 on their own 20-yard line with the touchback. Good kick by Myers as that ball checked up. His coverage team not able to get down there and down it before it rolls into the end zone. So they're going to spot there. You're going to spot the ball there at the 20. Again, tonight's coverage brought to you by Crop Production Services of New Share, and we thank them for their support. You're listening to Friday Night Lights on KIICradio.com. Warhawks and Bortel under center, power eye behind him, Rutledge, Podhoven, and Stodgill. End up going to be near side Stodgill. He cuts far side. Going to be brought down right at the line of scrimmage, so no gain on the play for Stodgill. No score as the Warhawks were able to stop the Tiger Hawks on their first offensive series. They took the first play 30 yards into Warhawk territory, but not able to get anything after that. One thing when you live and die by the pass, get a couple of passes offline and then a sack. So here again, Bortel in the pistol. He's going to read option. Stodgill gets it near side. He's going to break it up past the 30, 35. He dragged around past the 40, up to the 41. As Bortel was caught as he got ready to pitch the ball, Stodgill able to pick it up off the grass and pick up 21 on the play. Great play by Stodgill. That ball just pops up perfect right in front of him.
I don't think he could have asked for a better bounce.
It was on that read option. The Tiger Hawk defense got out of the backfield, tried to disrupt it, and the bounce just went Stodgill's way. Hopefully tonight, maybe we get a couple of those bounces to go our way. Seems like we haven't had many of those. So
we need a couple of them.
And they're in their veer or their wing tee, two backs. Pitch is going to be far side to Stodgill. Stodgill's going to get past the 40 up to the 45, fall forward to the 47. Pickup of 7 on the play for Stodgill is going to break up a second 3. Ball spotted on the 47-yard line. North Mahaska, around 47 here near midfield. 9:42 to go in the first quarter. No score yet. First quarter action. The North Mass, the Warhawks. So far, a steady stream of Carson Stodgill, number 9, squarely on his shoulder. Power eye now behind Fortell. They're going to fake the handoff. Oh, the handoff was to the up back. That was Rutledge. Rutledge gets up past the 50 and into Tiger Hawk territory, down to the 48. That's going to be enough to move the chains. They're going to spot at the 49, but enough to move the chains. So first and 10.
I think they're going to measure.
Boy, where he spotted that, I sure thought he got a little farther than that. It looks like where he went down.
Time out for measurement.
So the umpire's going to take a look at this as the referee's considering what he's watching. They're going to bring the chains out. It gives us a chance to think Pro Row Antiques. Pro Row is where you're going to find the greatest selection of unusual antiques in all of Iowa. Something old arriving every day. If they don't have it, Linda and Cheryl will find it for you. Pro Row Antiques on Main Street in Sharon, Iowa. They stretch the chains here. Looks like we're going to have the nose of the ball right there. Well, he couldn't have spotted it any closer. Very, very short. So that's going to bring up third down.
Gain of 3 point.
3.99 yards.
Third down.
Tell you what, the line just here on this side's got his left arm in a sling. I think hopefully he's not having to sling balls back and forth very often with one arm. 9:16 left to go. They're going to whistle the clock ready for play, bring about third and just, I mean, seriously, an inch. I wouldn't even say inches. If it was that
third
close.
And a centimeter?
Mortel's going to keep it. He's going to go off right side. He's going to get down to 45.
4 yards
down. They're going to mark him down his knee down at the 46, but he got an inch plus about three. So first and 10 for the Warhawks is there. They're working the ball very steadily, very consistently, 4 or 5 yards, 6 yards of play. Inside 9 minutes to go here in the first quarter. I'm sure Coach Aaron would like to control the clock that way, you know, pound it out on the ground, because with the passing attack of the Tiger Hawks, down the veer, well, read option, Portell's going to keep it off left side. He's going to get down close to the 40. Mark him down right about the 41. And they're going to mark it the 42. I'm about 1 yard off tonight. Everything I'm calling about. So whatever I say, take a yard off of it. So
take a yard, out a yard.
Second down, second about six. Is pick up by Bortel, pick up a four. Ball middle of the field, but Warhawks traveling right to left as you face the radio. Power eye now, three backs, Rutledge, Pothoven, Stodgill. Going to hand off to Stodgill near side. Stodgill's going to try and get the edge. As he ducks past another, gets through another tackler inside the 40, down to the 38. He was able to pick up about four on the play. That's going to bring up third and short, third and two for the Warhawks. They spot it in between the 38 and the 39. We'll give him the 38. So third down, third and two. I said third and two. We'll give it third and, yeah. I'm not even going to say three because I think it's third and two.
Oh, you're always off.
But yeah, I'm a yard off, but I'm pretty close on this one. So big third down here for the Warhawks. Ball spotted at the 38-yard line. They're in their little beer with Bortell in the pistol. Bortell's going to pitch out right side to Stodgill. Stodgill able to get around the defense. Gets down about the 35. They pulled back, but they gave him poor progress down almost to the 35.
This could be close.
They're going to mark it the halfway between the 35 and 36, it is going to be another close play. And they're going to mark it fourth down, fourth and very short for the Warhawks. See what Coach Aaron likes to do as on this fourth and short. You know, you look at the boys in red and white on that far sideline, and there's just not many kids dressed up for this Colfax Mingo team, but they are 3-1 right now. So power eye, and it's going to be the up back Rutledge. Well, let's push forward and stop at the line of scrimmage. We'll check and see what it's marked on the far side as the guy on the far side has his... Oh, that's not a good spot. Not a very good spot as the line judge on this side here didn't give him much to gain.
I think they're going at an angle.
Yeah, that was not a...
There we go.
That was not a very good spot on that other side. Oh, they moved the ball up just forward just a little bit, and they're going to go ahead and measure it. As the line judge on the far side had the better spot, he was able to see the play The line judge here on this side looks like he had quite a few people in between him and where he spotted the ball. So they did skip the ball forward just a smidge, and we're going to take a measurement with 6:43 to go. That gives us a chance to thank McGriss of New Sharon. They're for all your farm and home projects, thank McGriss of New Sharon. They carry red brand steel posts and stay hard and heavy duty, including wood posts, creosote, barbed and woven wire, and so much more. McGriff's, your farm and home supply store in South Central Iowa.
That is enough for a first down.
That is enough for the first down just by the nose of the ball. So the North Mahaska Warhawks, get back to McGriff's. They're proud to support New Sharon and North Mahaska High School Athletics. But the Warhawks able to sustain this drive as a favorable spot on that, which I think was the right play.
I completely agree with you. That was the right play. One, when you have three players standing in front of you, you can't make the right call.
Very true. Very true. So, power eye now behind Bortel. Pitch is going to be near side. Stodgill's going to try and make it around the end. Going to run over a couple of defenders, make it past the 35, down about the 33. So pick up about a yard and a half on the play as they run it here near side. I'm not sure that the line judge on this side is, he's not giving very favorable spots so far tonight. We'll see how the night goes. He's the one with his arm in a sling.
For some reason, the scoreboard says ball's on a 39. That is not correct.
Well, no, we're down inside the 35. That's the 34. So second about eight for the Warhawks. Power eye again. A little read option. The Bortel's going to be drugged down in the backfield. Ball comes out. Well, it is. So Colfax Mingo, as the ball came out, as Bortel was being drugged down, lays the ball on the carpet, and so the Tiger Hawks going to take over first and 10 on the 36-yard line. As he was wrapped up in the backfield, looked like he should have just kind of went down with it, you know, lived to play another day, but the ball popped out, and Mingo able to fall out. So Colfax is going to take it first and 10, four wide receivers, two each side, single back in behind with Myers. Myers in the shotgun. He's going to take it. He's going to fake the pass. Got a guy long down the sideline, but well overthrown. Pass intended for number 22. That's Jimmy Abel.
That was a good defensive rush right there. They had a lot of players in the quarterback space.
Get pressure. I tell you what, that's don't give him very long to throw. Get pressure in the backfield, giving them an opportunity to try and track him down, get him in the backfield. Is that when he faked the little bubble screen pass near side, fake long, and then kind of a double move on his receiver for Abel down that far sideline and just threw it well out of reach. So three receivers now, two backs in the backfield with Myers. Myers still in the shotgun for Colfax. Snap, they're going to hand it off inside. He's going to make it up past the 40, down about the 42. So that's going to be a pickup of about six. Going to bring up third and four for Colfax.
Hey, you got that right.
I did. I'll tell you, I'm watching this line judge here on this near side, because depending on where he goes, he goes up and then he comes back about a yard. So again, five receivers set now for Myers. Four receivers near side. Myers is going to keep it, run up the middle. He's going to get past the 45 and the 50. Into North Mahaska territory. He's marked down at the 49.
Take that first down.
That'll happen at the... one of the line judges, his shoe might be shorter than the other one because he's about a yard off from the guy on the other side. So five receivers set again, four near side, one far side for Myers and the Tiger Hawks. Myers drops back to pass in the shotgun. Got a man over the middle. Intercepted at a Pothoven at the 20, 30, 35, up to the 40. It's Pothoven just playing center field. Ball was overthrown by Myers, and Pothoven just stepped in and made a great play. Kind of like, hey, look what I found, and able to return it 10 yards back to the 40-yard line. Great play by Adam Pothoven.
That was excellent. He stepped up when he should have, and I think the quarterback had a little mistake there, kind of overthrew it just a little bit, maybe by a half yard.
Yep. So far, Myers hasn't really shown his accuracy, as we knew they were going to be a passing team. So it's going to be inside the Rutledge. Rutledge going to make it up past the 30, 35. That's a midfield 50. So we've got a flag on the play. That's generally in the area of an offensive holding. We're going to look and see. The flag came in from the defensive secondary
Holding. That's going to be a hold against the Warhawks. There's a pickup of Rutledge of 9 yards is negated on the penalty. It's going to kick it back. You know, Tommy, you talked about that early on in the pregame. You know, penalties just seems like something that the Warhawks have been able to circumvent this season. Hopefully, you know, when you get your team into first and 20 situations, it's hard to pick up some of these big chunks of yards.
That's all back in the 30.
That's going to bring up first and 20. The 4:44 to go in the first quarter. No score yet. Colfax, Mingo, Tiger Hawks, North Mahaska Warhawks. Power Eye now in behind Bortel. Rutledge, Pothoven, Stachel in the running back. We hand off to Stachel, running the right side. He's up past the 30, 35, the 40. It took about half the Colfax defense to drag him down. He picks up 9. That's going to bring up second and 11. After the holding penalty, added an additional 10 yards on the first down play.
I think they said Alan Wheeler on that stop.
Wheeler on the stop for the Tiger Hawks. Bortel and the Warhawks break center. A break huddle. Ball's on the far side of the field, traveling right to left. As you look at the field, they're in their pistol with two backs, Rutledge to his right. Stachel behind him, going to fake the handoff. Got a man there in behind the defense. They catch. That's Wanders.
That's Wanders.
Wanders down to the far sideline. He's going to get down inside the 10, down to the 5.
6.
Ball down to the 5-yard line.
No, that's Gleason. No, that is Wanders, number 8. I saw the 8. I didn't see the 1. That is, yeah, we got it right. That was Wanders. It's Wanders is generally the one lining up in that wide receiver position. Wanders took it down. What was that, 60? How far was that, Tommy? 65 yards?
Yeah. Sounds about right.
So first and goal to go for the Warhawks from the 5. Big play. It's Wanders put kind of a double move and was streaking down that far sideline, able to get in behind the defense. Now Power Eye behind Bortel. And that's going to be left side to Stachel. Stachel is going to be wrapped up at the line of scrimmage. But that's Myers, number 11 by the Colfax defense, able to drag him down. So we have second goal to go just beyond the 5. 3:20 to go in the first quarter. You know, it hasn't been a whole lot this season that the Warhawks have been on top. This would be great for the momentum to come off the bus, score early. That's one thing we've struggled in doing it. They can take a command early in the game.
That is.
So second goal to go. Ball spotted on the 5. Power Eye behind Bortel. It's Rutledge, Pothoven, and Stachel. Pothoven goes in motion out the far side. We're going to whistle this one dead before we get started.
It's
a defensive infraction.
Wow. That's one thing you don't see called very often.
An encroachment or a procedural penalty on the defensive line lined up in the neutral zone. So that's going to, that second and 5 is now second and 2.5 or second goal to go now from the 2.5. So this is like a 2-point conversion. We just need to punch it in from 2 yards out for the Warhawks.
Now here I like the little fade routes, but.
Don't see those very often in high school football, but generally, right now, it seems that's the call in college football and in the pros. You know, throw to that far corner and let somebody jump up and get it. But again, Power Eye behind Bortel. Rutledge, that's Hibbler out there. Hibbler goes in motion. Stachel's going to run the far sideline. He keeps his feet and dives forward down to about the 1. So not quite, but he gets down inside the 1, so about a half yard to go. So third goal to go from inside the 1 for the Warhawks. That was last week. I spent all week calling Bortel Hibbler, and Hibbler actually wasn't on that one. He went in motion to the far side, lead blocker for him. But Stachel able to make a good play, pick up a yard and a half, and we are down just knocking on the doorstep. And you got to think this is 4-down territory for the Warhawks to get on the board. And it's going to be to the left side. That's Stachel. Stachel runs it in for the touchdown. Touchdown, North Mahaska. Warhawks get on the board first, and Stachel punches it in from a yard and a half out to put the Warhawks up 6-0 with 1:54 left in the first quarter.
Had me a little worried. First offensive drive, Warhawks had, fumbled the ball. That's kind of what they've been doing this whole season so far.
Kind of been our MO. So snap, kick is up, kick is blocked. Then number 2, Jack Munson in to kick for the extra point. So with 1:54 to go in the first, North Mahaska up 6-0.
This is brought to you by Garden Collier Jewelry. Garden Collier is the one to go to for the most brilliant diamonds and colorful gemstones. No one does fashion rings, dazzling bridal sets, and bracelets like Garden Collier Jewelry. They are the one to go to for all your jewelry needs. Located in the Penn Central Mall in Oskaloosa and the Quincy Place Mall in Ottumwa. Garden Collier Jewelry.
As we check in some of the area scores here tonight using our Thunderbolt app. See what else is going on around the area. As we had homecoming in Oskaloosa where me and Tommy left this evening about 5:20. Big homecoming week of Sheraton. The Chargers coming in, taking that team. Big game, Pellick Christian and Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont.
I do believe you catch that Sheridan Oski game on one of the KIIC.
I believe it's Channel 4. I think it's the Quattro is what they said on the pregame.
Spiker in the kick. Low line drive kick.
Line drive is fielded at the 30, up to the 35. Ducks another tackler up past the 40. Going to make it about the 41. We'll check and see where they mark it. I think I'm marking about the 41-yard line. That's where the Tiger Hawks are going to take over.
For some reason, Strasser comes up with the ball.
We've got an injured Tiger Hawk on the play. And I think that was the one. Yeah, Strasser came out of the pile, and he was older than the football.
Well, it's
so you can catch us on Facebook, Wendell Campbell State Farm, or just search Wendell Campbell. Like us there, follow us there. Let us know when we're doing good. Let us know when we're not doing good. If we're not doing something, or if we're doing something not really well, let us know. Other than that, we'll work on it week to week. We're in the midst of our second season, and me and Tommy have a lot of fun doing it. So.
We have had a lot of compliments.
Hey, we're glad that we can bring this to the people in North Mahaska High School. American Cleaning, Jim Miller. And American Cleaning, they're your certified expert cleaning company. If you find yourself in need of restoration work, fire, water damage, flood or backup, including mold testing, American Cleaning is the one you need to go to. Whatever you need clean, give Jim Miller a call, 641-660-8358. That looks like number 15.
Clayton Brown.
Clayton Brown.
Shaking up.
It looks like he's favoring his left leg. So he's able to get off with the assistance of one of the trainers and one of the coaching staff. So Tiger Hawks are going to take over first and 10 from the 41-yard line. Expect to see a three, looks like a four receiver set here. Single back in the backfield with Myers in the shotgun. Four receivers now. Four Colfax. Flag on the play. Looks like they're going to have to delay a game. Myers took too long to get that one started. That's going to back it up, but it's first and 15. We're a minute 43 to go in the first quarter. North Mahaska Warhawks leading this one 6-0. As it hasn't happened very often, I guess this is the first game we've had where the Warhawks are able to get on the board first. So a little bit of confidence. The defense, again, four receivers set, single back in the field with Myers. He's going to drop back. Take a little bubble screen. Oh, it is about a screen to the right side. It's going to be caught up to the 40, the 45, down the far sideline. He's going to be pushed out of bounds by Hibbler.
Hey, he got his name right.
I did. I called Hibbler. Pushed out of bounds at midfield, and that's going to be just about a yard short. So it's first and 15. They pick up 14. Going to bring up second and one. It's a lot of deception, a lot of moving parts with receivers on both sides of the field. And Myers able to find a running back for a little screen play up to the right or up the far side for 14 yards. So Myers under center. We don't see this a lot so far tonight. Oh, he's going to step back into the shotgun. Myers was under center, then he was in the shotgun, and then he decided he wasn't for sure what was going on. So he takes the timeout as the Colfax Mingo team is going to talk it over. The Tiger Hawks, not really sure what they were lined up to do there, but. I want to thank tonight's broadcast brought to you by Crop Production Services. Crop Production Services of Oskaloosa and New Sharon, your local experts for seed and crop production products, as well as agronomic services. Crop Production Services, the one name in crop production inputs. So with 1:32 to go in the first quarter, the Tiger Hawks take a timeout to talk it over. Tonight you can check us after the game on KIICradio.com. On 5:15 out of Ottumwa, check out the Locker Room Show as Jay Millen Boys, after that Albia game, will be breaking it down live in studio. You can check it out on camera or check it out on the web or check it out on the radio.
Hawkeyes.
No Hawkeyes here. We got a lot of Hawks, but no Hawkeyes here. Tiger Hawks come out 3 receiver set, 2 receivers near side, 1 receiver far, eye formation in behind Myers. Ball in midfield, 2nd and 1. Myers is going to keep it and just run straight forward, and he's going to pick up about 3.
Myers, dude, picks up first down.
We're kind of chuckling the line judge on this near side. He just, I don't know.
Might have ADHD where he can't
stay in the spot. He's not even close. So 4 receiver set near side, single receiver, far side, so nobody in the backfield. Myers in the shotgun. This is where they kind of run some of this deception stuff out here in the near side. Catch a guy running through the middle. Oh, he ducks a tackler. Myers is going to tuck it down into the 40. Runs into his own man. Got inside the 35. That's going to be enough for a first down as we had defenders in the backfield for the Warhawks, but not able to pull Myers down, and he scrambles forward for about 10, call it 11 yards, enough to move the chains at least. That brings up a first down with 58 seconds to go in the first quarter. Get 4 receivers set, single back in the backfield with Myers, 3 receivers near side. Ball's on the far side of the field. Tigerhawks trying left to right. Myers going to take the snap. Fake kind of guy running down the sideline, but very well defended by Wanders.
Is that Wanders? Or is that Dumont?
That is Dumont. That's a 1-H. You're right. I just let you call that.
That's why you got me here.
Good defense by Dumont. If he got a workout last week, as BGM seems like they threw at him all night long, and maybe it was just because they had one receiver that they had keyed in on. But good defense there. Ball was overthrown by Myers. Going to bring up 2nd and 10. Ball spotted on the Tigerhawks 35-yard line. 4 receivers set now. 3 receivers near side. 1 receiver far. Single back. Myers in the shotgun. Myers is going to tuck it and run near side. He's going to pitch. He's going to be down to the 30. Drug out of bounds about the 29. Pick up 7.
Pothoven made a stop near the ball carrier.
Pothoven in on the stop for the Warhawks. So that's going to bring up 3rd and short. 3rd and about 3 for the Tigerhawks. Tigerhawks line up 4 receivers now far side, single receiver near side. Myers in the shotgun. As I'm pretty sure we're probably going to see him in the shotgun all night long unless they're sneaking it over center. Guy cut through the middle. Ball's caught at the 20. Pothoven getting dragged down inside the 15. That's going to be a first down for the Tigerhawks. Because with that 4 receiver set, got to have enough guys out in coverage. And he's streaking down the middle of the field, down that, generally called the seam when you watch the NFL, kind of that seam for the tight ends.
That's it.
That's going to end the first quarter. See the Warhawks up 6-0 over the Tigerhawks of Colfax Mingo. The Colfax threatening as they have 1st and 10. Now ball down on about the 13-yard line. We're going to switch into the field. Tommy's going to check the scores on our Thunderbolt app. See what's going on in the rest of Southern Iowa, South Central Iowa. Give me a chance to hello better with Points U.S. Cellular. They're the company that puts people first. They always have something for everyone. Stop into one of their 4 locations, Albia, Grinnell, Newton, New Sharon today, and see what U.S. Cellular has to offer. Hello better with Points U.S. Cellular. We left homecoming in Oskaloosa this week. Sheriffs and Chargers coming to town.
There it is.
There it is. Finding the free Thunderbolt app. If you listen to this this broadcast on your computer, you can download the free Thunderbolt app from the iTunes or the Android App Store. It's a free download. It'll be bringing you, I think, 7 games every Friday night. No other radio station in Iowa. And I would venture to say much anywhere. We thank Jay Mill and those guys for setting this up. So we bring 7 games every Friday night, and then we break it down. We have pregame starts at 6. We break it down after the games from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock on KYOU. Out of Ottumwa, Channel 15, Fox 15 out of Ottumwa. What do you got, Tommy?
We got Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, 0. Pella Christian, strong Pella Christian team, 7.
Pella Christian team gave Albie all they wanted and more for about three quarters a couple weeks ago. Colfax lines up four receivers set, two receivers each side, single back in the backfield with Myers. Myers in the shotgun. Myers is going to roll out near side, look for somebody. The pass is incomplete as well, overthrown. Pass intended for number 32, I believe that is, Hunter Bison. Is that right? 32.
We also have a peak in 14, Van Buren, zero.
Peak of a strong Pekin team that we won't see this year. As they redistricted those. I'd like to see the Copeland boys down there in that peak into a strong team. So bring up second and 10 for Colfax. Ball on their 18-yard line. I guess that'd be the 12.
Or is that the 12?
First and 10 from the 12. Scoreboard's a little off. He's going to roll out. Myers roll out far side. Got a man in the end zone. The ball is caught. Touchdown to Jacob Lee. Is that right? Simpson. Dave Simpson, that's number one.
Donating $25.
They set off the ambulance clock. So that ties it up 6-6, spending the extra point.
I thought somebody's breaking into the ambulance.
I wasn't sure. Brady DeJude in the kick. Snap is down, kick is up.
DeJude?
And the kick is good.
Well, it's kind of hard to tell with the one, put one arm up. And
the line judge with one arm in a sling to make the motion that the kick was good. I had only one arm to throw up. So with that puts the Tiger Hawks on about 7-6. 11:48 to go in the second quarter. A lot of football yet to be played tonight. So far, the Warhawks have looked good on the offensive side of the ball. Tell you what, it's just trying to find enough athletes on the defensive side of the ball in order to defend the pass when you've got five receivers out. So with the change of ball, we'll get ready for the Tiger Hawks to kick off. I want to thank Medicap Pharmacy. The Medicap pharmacists are knowledgeable and professional and caring. The staff knows me and I know them, and they know my medications and my health care history. They take time to answer my questions, and I know they care. That's the Medicap Pharmacy in Oskaloosa. Brady DeJude set to kick off for the first time tonight for the Tiger Hawks. They haven't had any kicking duties. So what was a relatively, what, about 2 minutes worth of offense for the Tiger Hawks? They punch it in. Looks like that Myers has kind of honed it in that first couple of series. Didn't look like he was very sharp with his passes, but he has since figured it out in that series. Taking the Tiger Hawks 60 yards. Kick is up. Hotline's going to come up and get it about the 20, 25, 30. Oh, near side, 40. He's midfield, only the kicker to beat. And the kicker wraps him up, but not before he gets into Tiger Hawk territory. Is that Stodgill?
That looks like Stodgill.
That was Stodgill. Well, I did not know he took the over to the house last week, so maybe Coach Jarrett kind of rethinking his special teams. Stagio, he hit that hole and
he was gone.
Tried to juke the kicker, but a great return either way, returning into Tiger Hawk territory. And that's where the Warhawks are going to take over first and 10. Ball spotted at the 45-yard line. Ball near side of the field. Bortel in the little pistol. Rutledge to his left. Stagio behind him. They're going to fake a little read option. Bortel's going to keep it, and he's going to run it down to the 40 off left side. Pick up a 5 on the play.
Okay, right there, then. Picks up 5 yards.
So second and 5 for the Warhawks. 11:25 to go in the first half. We're just started the second quarter. Tell you what, I don't know with the numbers we have on our sideline and the numbers they have on theirs, if we're just getting in a track meet, run back and forth for 48 minutes tonight, I like our chances just from the numbers. Lapel in the pistol. And Hanoff near side to Stodgill. Stodgill's going to hit the hole. He's up past the 35, down to the 30. Going to fall inside the 30, down to the 29. Good pickup as a new set of downs to Stodgill. Poked it forward for a good
11
yards. Ball spotted on the 29, so first and 10 for the Warhawks. So far, the offensive line, they're doing their job, making holes for Stagel and Bortel. That way, if we get 5 to 7 yards every time, 10:42 to go. Power eye in behind Bortel. They're going to fake it to Stagel. Bortel's going to keep it. He's going to get down into almost to the 25. Three. They're going to mark it down to the 26. So pick up three of them on the play. Coming up second and seven. Kind of seems like with the Tigerhawk offense, they not so much worried about stopping you on defense. They score some points in a hurry with their 5 and 6 receiver sets. It should be impossible to have 6 receivers unless you have the center passing it. But Bortel is going to end up dipping Rutledge. Rutledge is going to take it up past the 25, still on his feet. Rutledge down to about the 21. They bring up third and short, third and about two for the Warhawks. As far as on the 21 and a half, I guess we'll call it the 21. 21 and a half. We round up to 22. What's a yard between friends?
That's right. What's a half yard?
Third and two. The Warhawks, Kemp Martell, the pistol. Oh.
That was number 58.
Lampier here on the near side tight end, jumped a little early. So third and two is going to be a third and
seven
now. 9:14 to go in the second quarter. Mental mistake, that's two penalties on the Warhawks here in the first half. We've been able to stay away for most of that so far this season.
That's two penalties per team.
Third and seven, they're going to call it eight. Long seven, a short eight. Either way, it's a third and long for the Warhawks. Power eye in behind Bortel now. Rutledge, Pothoven, Stachel. Stachel's going to take the ball near side. He's going to try to get the edge. Turn back in inside the 20. He drops it out to 20.
Whoa.
They're marking just outside the 20. So that's going to leave a fourth and about a yard. We'll wait and see. I don't know that we have a place kicker. And it's no discredit to Jack Munson, but I don't know that the 37-yard field goal is in his repertoire just quite yet.
I don't think so. I could give it a try. I got a year of eligibility.
Year eligibility. Fourth and one. Bortel in the pistol. They're going to stack the line. And
he's
going to be
corner.
Fourth to Stachel. Stachel ducks the tackler down inside the 15. And if he needed about a yard, he picked up about seven. Down inside the 15, that's going to bring a fresh set of downs for the Warhawks. First and 10, all spotted on the Tigerhawk, 14-yard line. Great play as Bortel, the read option, took it out. The defender kept him inside, but he was able to get the pitch out to Stachel, and Stachel able to pick up 7 yards on the play. So now first and 10, ball spotted on the 14. Two tight ends, power eye in behind Bortel. Bortel under center. Bortel's going to hand off to the upback, which is Rutledge. Rutledge still on his feet inside the 10, down to the 8. Pickup of 5 on the play. They're going to spot him at about the 9. So pickup of 5, bring up second and 5 for the Warhawks. 7:37 to go in the second quarter. Tigerhawks leading this one 7-6. There's a block. The blocked extra point by the Tigerhawks. The difference in this one so far.
North Mass had the ball for roughly 4 minutes on this series.
They have been shooting up some clock. Power eye now in behind Bortel. Yeah, hand it to Stachel in the backfield. Stachel then was drugged down at the...
Stachel was dropped in the backfield.
12. So loss of about 2 yards on the play. That's going to bring up a third and long. Third and about 8. For the Warhawks. The Warhawks need to get down to the 4-yard line. Can pick up a fresh set of downs without getting into the end zone. 6:48 to go in the half. As you think, with as much offense as we've seen, there'd be more points to account for. But right now, it's just a 7-6 score. Tigerhawks leading this one as Colfax was able to get their extra point in. Pistol, little read option. Waddell's going to tuck it and keep it. And he's going to make it down inside the 10, down about the 9.
Got some dirty laundry. Dirty laundry.
Hankey on the field. We're going to wait and see what this call. That came from the defensive secondary area. Generally, in around the area of offensive holding is where we see that. We're going to wait and see the call by the officials.
Cliffy.
That's more, yeah, maybe a chop block. Illegal chop block is what the call is here. We're going to talk it over as the officials come together. We're still waiting on the referee to make a designation here as he comes over. So,
personal foul.
Wow, 15 yards.
About 15.
Kicks the ball back out to the 27-yard line. The officials are talking to the offensive line in North Mahaska. So, third down now, third and a long way. Third and 24, the ball spotted at the 27. We need to get down inside the 5 for a fresh set of downs. I'd like to see a big play here. We had it there in the first half. Wanderers out near side, Podhoven in the slot, offset eyeing behind Bortel. Bortel's going to take the handoff. The pass is going to be...
Oh, he caught it! What
a catch! Holy cow!
Wow!
Holy cow! And Stagio came out of the backfield, caught it on his shoulder pad over his shoulder with one hand, able to run it in from 27 yards out, touchdown, North Mahaska. What a play! Bortel throwing it over the shoulder, and Stagel able to catch it on his pad with one arm.
Over a defender.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, the defender was there. Good defense on the play. What a play. So a third long turns into a score for the North Mahaska Warhawks. Bunsen comes out for the extra point attempt. 27 yards on third and way long. Turns into a score. Snap ball down. Kicks up.
Hey, that's a better kick.
Kick is good. Better kick by Bunsen. He's able to get that one airborne. So that puts the Warhawks back on top, 13-7.
So that's
7. After an offensive personal foul on a shot blocker, an illegal block, the offense takes the ball 27 yards to pay dirt. Carson Stagel, I tell you what, he just continues to get better. You know, we saw it last year as a junior, had a lot of things on his shoulders, and was able to run the ball pretty effectively, but man, this year he has really come into his own as a senior on the
team.
Yes,
he has. Got some score updates. Centerville, big rivalry game.
Centerville and Albion tonight?
Yep. Okay. That's a big rivalry.
What they talked about, one of the, I think, the oldest
rivalry
in the state of Iowa, Centerville and Albion.
Albion 14, Centerville 0. And it's Albion's homecoming, I believe.
Yeah, Albion's homecoming, a strong team for the Blue Demons again this year, looking to repeat state quarterfinals, I believe, last year for that Albion Blue.
Yep.
That one on Mother Station 96.7. But if you check it out, you better come back and listen to us because we're where it's at.
We'll tell you the score.
Yeah, we'll let you know what's going on. You don't need to listen to those guys out of Albion.
We got Fellow Christian scored again against Eddieville Blakesburg.
Spiker up to kick, low line drive kick, going to be fielded about the 25, up the middle, from midfield, up past the 40. He's going to be wrapped up and dropped at the 42-yard line.
Brett Wanders on the tackle.
Wanders on the tackle. I'll tell you what, Wanders, size-wise, gives up a few inches, and I guarantee he gives up a few pounds to some of these other guys, and he plays like a guy about twice his size.
Brett Wanders is...
What do they have him listed as?
They have him listed as 6 foot, 140 pounds.
If he's 6 foot, I'm 6'5". I'm just saying.
Well, he's actually fine.
We see it from the press box. That's very true, but we see it from the press box. So Myers in the shotgun. Four receivers set far side. Single receiver near side. Myers going to roll out, look near side. Has a guy cut in the middle, pass at his ankles. That pass was intended at his receiver's knees, and his receiver not able to come up with that one. So that's going to bring up second and 10. So stop the clock. Ball spotted at the 42-yard line. 5:50 to go in the half. North Mahaska leading this one 13-7. Good time to get a stop, put him in a third and long situation. You know that Myers is probably going to throw the ball anyway. So four receiver set this time for Myers. Single back in the shotgun. Ball near side of the field. Myers takes the snap, and he's going to tuck and try to run around right side. He's going to make it up to the 35. Still on his feet, making it up to about the 46. Meyer's going to pick up four. They're bring up third and six on the play.
Rutledge and Pothoven on that stop.
He waited a long time to try and see what was going to develop there and if he had anything to run behind. But.
Well, here's a third and medium.
Third and seven for the Tiger Hawks. Four receivers at the time, three far side, one near side. They're going to throw a little bubble screen out to the far side. He's going to break a tackle and get down inside the 45. Ball fumbled, but ball fumbled out of bounds. Enough to pick up the first down, and he ran out of bounds about the 42-yard line into North Mahaska territory.
5:12 to go.
5:12 in the
second quarter.
Second quarter in the half. Now, again, four receiver sets, three receivers near side. The Warhawks are going to take a minute to talk about it.
They're going to Kyoto 7, Mid Prairie 20. That's in the second quarter.
Yeah, second quarter. That's a good Sigourney Kyoto team as well. We won't see that team
either. That is later in the Memorial Golf Tournament tomorrow, 9 a.m.
Thanks to more of our sponsors. Building dreams, that's what ProLine does. What can help you realize your dream? It's the ProLine Building. If new building construction is on your to-do list, don't wait any longer. It's time to call ProLine Building Company now. ProLine's been building dreams in Iowa since 1986. Their reputation's been built on integrity, fair and honest bidding, and doing the job right the first time. Visit their website today at iowadreambuilder.com. Book your dreams today.
Hey, we got a score update for Sheraton, Oskaloosa.
And it is?
Sheraton, 7. Oskaloosa, 0.
7-0. Sheraton on homecoming in Oskaloosa.
And Twin Cedars and Wayne, they're in the first quarter with a lightning delay.
A lightning delay? I tell you what, I didn't even think to look at the radar tonight because it's just an absolutely gorgeous day. Four receivers set now for Myers, two each side, single back. He drops out, going to look to pass near side. Waiting to see something develop. Got a guy down the sideline and overthrown his receiver. Pothoven in on the defense, but that ball wasn't anywhere near anybody enough to catch it anyway.
I think Pothoven was the closest receiver.
Yeah. Our defensive back was the closest guy in the area. I'm not sure if he...
And he is a wide receiver on offense.
Very true. Very true. So, again, four receivers set. Myers in the shotgun with a single back to his left. Tiger Hawks traveling right to left as you face your radio dial. There they go. Big push up front. Well, able to duck and a catch on a near side. He's going to come up the sideline. He's going to be drug out of bounds at the 30.
By Andrew Gumont.
Gumont in on the stop. There's a lot of defense into the backfield on the play. But enough for a first down and a run out of bounds to stop the clock with 4:51 to go in the half. Again, four receivers set, three far side, one near side for the Tiger Hawks. Myers in the shotgun. He's going to pass the near side. The ball is through the hands of number nine. That's Jacob Leitz. Leitz was a little handsy on that play as Gumont was in on the defense, but no call. Incomplete pass can bring up second and 10 for the Tiger Hawks. Gumont in on the defense. That ball right through the hands of Leitz. He was right at the goal line. 4:37 to go in the half. 13-7 the lead for the Warhawks. Ball near side of the field. Now three receivers set. Two backs in the backfield with Myers. Myers is going to fake the handoff, tuck it on his own, run around near side. He's going to break the 25-20 up the near sideline. There he's going to be met by Wanders. Ball four down inside the
flag
10 and then a flag on the play.
Could be a block in the back, or it could be a face mask.
Generally, something like that coming late is a face mask, what we see. Myers comes over to the sideline, talking over with the coaching staff. It is going to be a face mask. But not a personal foul variety, which I think in the high school game is still a 5-yard penalty.
That is correct.
To the 15. So ball was spotted at the 10, so either way, they're going to get the ball first and goal to go on the 5.
Personal foul.
What do they call that, an inadvertent face mask?
Inadvertent. So first and goal to go, ball on the 5 for the Tiger Hawks. Myers steps to the line, goes under center. We don't see this very often. single back behind him, receiver each side. Two tight ends. Myers has got to roll that right side. Has a man in the end zone. Ball through the hands of the receiver.
Touchdown, no good.
The PA announcer announces that the touchdown was no good. So incomplete pass, going to bring up second goal to go. Ball on the five for the tight end.
I kind of like that. Touchdown, no good.
We'll start calling that.
Well, it is in the air like the kick. I mean,
but you have to have a touchdown for it to be no good. So we'll just call it an incomplete pass. So this time they're going to go three receiver set. Two backs in the backfield with Myers. Myers in the shotgun. Takes a snap. He's going to roll out right side. He's going to be met. Flag comes in on the play. He's going to be dropped at the 10 for a loss of five.
That's going to be a holding.
I think that would be in the area of a hold, generally. Is that Wanders in on the stop? I think that was number eight. He rolled out. That play just kind of looks funny, like something didn't happen the way Myers was expecting it to.
Well, just whenever they've been having two backs, it's usually an option.
Mm-hmm. Kind of a read option rollout, you know, a covered, what do you call it, covered bootleg. You have a blocker on that.
Yeah, side. I think the defensive coordinator should be able to pick up on that pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. So, doesn't mark a hole, maybe a block in the back or something on that far side. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it looks like a block in the back.
So loss of five, but with the penalty, that's going to drop it back.
Yeah. Ball back to the 20-yard line.
So spot foul on that one as well. So 10 yards from the foul. Foul occurred at the 10, but back them out to the 20. So now you've got second and goal to go. Ball on the 20-yard line for the Tiger Hawks. They've got to punch it in three plays here. Myers in the shotgun, four receiver set for the Tiger Hawks. Myers going to go out fake near side. There's what he caught. Ball drops.
Pass
ball
incomplete.
Was dropped.
And complete.
Pass incomplete. He had it for a second, but not long enough to be considered a football move. So that's going to bring up third and long. Third and goal to go. Ball spotted on the 20-yard line with 3:57 to go in the half. This is the kind of stuff that Warhawk defense kind of needs. You know, get a couple things to bounce in their favor, a penalty to go the other way, put that team in a third and short. Of course, we saw it on the Northwest offensive side in a third and a very, very long. They took it 27 yards for a score. On a just absolutely ridiculous play by Stachel on the reception set. Now five receiver set for the Tiger Hawks, four far side, single, and he's going to tuck it and keep it. He's going to run down to the 15. That's Myers. But they spread the field, and Myers keeps it.
We got Laundry.
Laundry on the field.
Flag on the play.
That's going to be on the defense.
They're pointing at the Warhawks. Generally, when that happens, that comes with a fresh set of downs, I believe.
Depending on the penalty.
Well, most of the defensive side penalties, when it happens, comes with a fresh set of downs.
Face mask.
So a face mask on the Warhawk.
Wow, face mask is good.
So that puts the ball 5 yard. Penalty is a 5 yard variety. But the bigger deal is going to give the Tiger Hawks a fresh set of downs.
No,
they didn't. They didn't rewind it. They're still showing third down on the field. Generally, that's the first set of downs. But third and goal to go. Ball on the 10. Myers in the shotgun, going to roll it near side. Has a man inside the five. Ball is caught and into the end zone. Pass is caught. That's caught by number two, Blake Summing. Leets. I'm sorry, number nine. They're number nine and number two. The numbers on the uniforms for Colfax Mingo are pretty hard to read. So that's going to tie it up momentarily as they get prepared for the kick. So that ball is down. Kick is up. Kick is good. So with the extra point, that puts Colfax back on top, 14-13. With 3:35 to go in the half. First half action of Friday Night Lights, North Mahaska Warhawks have been trailing by one as we have 3.5 minutes to go before half. First half action brought to you by Crop Production Services of Oskaloosa and New Sharon. They're your local experts for seed and crop production products, as well as agronomic services, crop production services, the one name for crop production experts. Got any new scores for us, Tommy?
I got several scores. We got Albia 14, Centerville 0.
Bella Christian 21, Eddieville Blake plus Eddieville Blake for Fremont.
There we go. 20-0. We got Sigourney Keogh 7, Mid Prairie 20. So Sigourney got up on the board on that one.
Dodge Hill and Pothoven back about their own 12-yard line to receive. That's Colfax be kicking right to left as you face the field. Colfax set to kick right to left as we face the field, as you face the radio.
There should be a delay of game.
Taking him a while to set that on the tee. And Dodge and Pothoven back to receive the kick for the world.
There's the delay.
Yep. The tee took forever and a day to set the ball.
They're going to move him back.
Move him back 5 yards. Is the Colfax kicker, they broke Hummel and took forever and a day. So they're going to back him up as he was set to kick off from the 40. He'd be set to kick off now from the 35.
Oh, wait, I got to mark that down as penalty number 4. Nice
kick. Is up. Great kick to far side Pothoven. Pothoven's going to down it to 15. Field at far side up for 25, 30, 35. Big hole. He's tripped up right before the 40-yard line.
38.
Going to mark him down at the 38, and that's where the Warhawks are going to take over first and 10. Ball at the 38-yard line. First and 10 with 3:28 to go. Warhawks are going to get a chance to maybe answer that score right as they go in for halftime. Right now, the missed extra point back in the first quarter is the difference in this game is Colfax Mingo leads at 14-13. Mortel in the beer offset eye. Handoff's going to be near side of Stachio. Stachio's going to run a pass to 40, down to the 42, up toward midfield.
Stachio's marked here.
3 yard game.
Four.
Well, we're going to bring up second and about 7. Power eye now. A little read option. Bortel's going to tuck it. He's going to get up to the 45. And he's going to be drug down right at the 45. That's going to be enough to bring up a third and about 4. So third and 4 for the Warhawks on the far side of the field.
Third and 4. Okay, that'll be 45.
Now again in their gear or their kind of offset offense, Bortel in the pistol. Bortel's going to hand off near side to Stacho. Stacho spins at the line of scrimmage, backs it forward, breaks away, he gets down to the far side, 45, down to the 40, as he was all but stopped, but able to spin away and make something out of nothing, and he picks up about 10 on the play, down into Colfax territory, down to the 40-yard line, which will give a fresh set of downs for the Warhawks. So with 2:06 to go in the half, North Mahaska moving the ball like they've done so far tonight. Wanders near side, Pothoven in the slot. Going to fake it, read option near side. Going to be a pitch to Stacho. Stacho down to the 35, down to the 30, down to the 28. And all sorts of laundry on the field.
Somebody's got a runny nose.
As we've got flags coming from everywhere. One of the offensive lines talking to the referee here.
Shot block
on the Warhawks. As a result of the play, it was a first down inside the 30-yard line. But spot foul penalties, they've got penalty flags back outside the 40. So what was a first and 10 We're going to watch him step this one off. I think it would be a 10-yard spot foul, so that's going to be in second and 21. Well, that's a 15-yarder, Brian. Wow.
Wow. I don't think Coach Harris is going to be happy about that one.
Not a very favorable call, as what was a first and 10 is now a first and 28 to go for the Warhawks. Second shot block that's been called by this officiating crew. So Charter run back. Rutledge on the screen. Rutledge able to keep his feet as he makes it up to about the 40, 42.
Lost on the play.
Colfax is going to take a timeout. So the second 28 is not going to be a third. I'm sorry, first and 28 is not going to be about a second 28. As the Warhawks are going to need a big, play here just to get a first down. As that last run by Stodgill was down inside the 30, but with the shot block that was called, so ball spotted on the 42-yard line of North Mahaska. Gives a chance to thank Cargill of New Sharon. They have all the fertilizers and chemicals necessary for your farming operation. They carry corn and seed beans by Monsanto, Mycogen, and Stein. For more information, call 641-637-4050. Stop in today and visit with Cargill of New Sharon for all your pre-fall applications and check out the prepay options. We are down a minute and 37 to go in the half for the Warhawks. Second and about half the field, it seems like, Tommy.
Yeah.
Second and 29, they're spotting it now to pick up. They're back in their own territory.
So it's over a quarter.
Over a quarter of the field to go in three plays, second, third, and fourth down. So in three plays, we need to pick up about 30 yards, which we did it on third and 27. Stodgill made an awesome catch in that last year. He's been able to go in for the score. So offset eye, inbound Stodgill. And do a little trickery. Got Stodgill there. The ball through the hands. A little halfback pass, deception, whatever.
Reverse halfback
pass. Broken up by Jimmy Abel. I don't know that it was broken up as much as he didn't catch it, because Abel on the near side didn't really have anybody else around him. Could have easily made the interception. But either way, incomplete pass brings up third and long. Third and 29.
Timeout.
And with a minute 27 to go, I believe the Warhawks are going to take a timeout and talk about this one. Gives us a chance to thank some more of our sponsors. Tonight after the game, check out the Locker Room Show using the Thunderbolt app or on KIIC Radio, KIICradio.com, or check out on Fox 15 out of Atumwa. The Locker Room Show, Jay Mill and the boys will be running through all the scores of all the teams. I won't say in Southern Iowa, because they'll catch some of the Iowa City, some of the Des Moines schools.
Yeah, they've got some Missouri schools.
Even some of those northern Missouri schools in on that. As we will, we'll be breaking all that down tonight after the game on the radio and on Fox 15 out of Atumwa.
Yeah, what I catch. After the first half,
again, the guy running the music this week, he's got it figured out, because he has done a very good job of.
Update on the Twin Cedars Wayne game, lightning delay, 8:30 p.m., then reevaluate of weather.
Hope they get that in. That Twin Cedars team, a good team coming off a state championship run in baseball here this summer. So now you got the offset eye with Bortel in the pistol. Pothoven's going to come in motion to the near side. That puts Pothoven and Wanders here on the near side. Bortel looking, comes to the sideline and run out of bounds off the 45.
Another timeout.
Colfax going to take their last timeout of the half, as the offense called a timeout earlier in the first quarter on some offensive confusion. So Colfax trying to preserve the clock with a minute 19 to go, hoping to get the ball back, as that creates a fourth and a whole lot for the Warhawks. Fourth and at least 20, call it 25.
Let's see, we've got Iowa City High, 0, Atumwa, 14.
And you know that Atumwa team has played, I believe, either 2 or 3 weeks in a row into overtime, coming out the short end of the stick last week in overtime. But in a football program that has definitely made it back with the Bengals, a very strong program for a lot of years.
Yeah.
Tri-County 0, Colo Nesco 55, halftime.
I don't even know where that is.
Neither do I.
That game sounds ugly, though, 55-0 at half.
We've been through a few of those.
We've had our share of those, but not tonight. We're tied up in a tight one. Gage Simmons in the kick for the Warhawks. Number 10 stands back on his 30. Gets the kick up. Low line drive kick on the far sideline. Wander's going to go down to chase the balls inside the 25, down close to the 20.
It's
going to be marked dead on the 21-yard line. And that's where Colfax is going to take over, first and 10. I don't know that they started the clock on the kick, Tommy.
No, they did not.
There was 1:09 to go before the kick happened. Don't think the clock got started on that one. And I think now the official on the field. Nope. Warhawks is going to take a timeout and talk about it. I believe that's the Warhawks' last timeout.
I believe you are correct.
I take a drink of my great Powerade. Keeps my voice in check in the first half. This first half, Warhawk football brought to you by Crop Production Services. Crop Production Services. Oskaloosa and New Sharon, your local experts for seed and crop protection products, as well as agronomic services. Crop Production Services, the one name in crop production inputs.
Hey, this one's for you, Wendell. Boonville, 0. Kirksville, 0. Both Missouri schools.
Both Missouri schools. I am a Missouri kid through and through. Transplanted into South Central Iowa, but wouldn't change it for the world. So first and 10 on the 21-yard line for Colfax. They come out in a five-receiver set, a little kind of a bunch set near side. Myers in the shotgun. Myers going to go long down the field on the right side. Two defenders there. An incomplete. Great defense
by Gleason.
Great defense by Gleason. Clay Gleason, number 81, got in the face of the receiver, able to knock the ball loose. What a great play. That was a great throw by Myers. Myers aired it out about 32 yards down the far sideline as the ball was spotted in the middle of the field. But Gleason, who missed last week with an arm injury, he's got his arm in a support, but out on the field this week. So that's going to bring up second and 10 with 1:03 to go, 6 seconds off the clock on the incomplete pass. Just past the 8 o'clock hour here in South Central Iowa. I guess we're more Central Iowa right now. Pass is going to be far five, move on the screen, run out of bounds. With Myers caught his receiver on that far side, but not before he picked up about 9. We're going to wait and see where they spot it. It looks like picked up about 9 there, so they're going to bring up a third down. Oh, I take that back. He picked up only about 7 on the play. Boy, it sure looked like he was a little further up the sideline. That's that far sideline from us. So that's going to bring up third and 3. 4 receivers set now for the Tiger Hawks. Single back in the backfield. Myers is going to roll it near side. He's going to tuck it and take it himself. It's going to be hit hard, but it falls short of 32. Hibbler in on the stop for the Warhawks. First down stops the clock. They spot it 52 seconds to go in the half.
Wasn't it just 52 seconds? Like,
sure,
52 seconds for Joe?
Sure doesn't seem like the clock moves very fast. 4 receivers. Ball can be thrown and passes incomplete. Pass to center for number 9. Leitz. Jacob Leitz streaking toward the near sideline here. Little out pattern, and Myers not able to hook up with him. So incomplete pass stops the clock with 47 seconds to go. In the half. Tiger Hawks leading this one 14-13, but the Warhawks have been able to move the ball. But an untimely chop box penalty on the last series backed him way up and unable to capitalize on it. So. Second and 10 for the Tiger Hawks, 4 receiver set, 3 far side, single back with Myers in the shotgun. Myers is going to roll out far side, pass is caught, and then run out of bounds at number 22.
Oh!
Pothoven not able to slow up. The ball was caught by Abel. Jimmy Abel, number 22. Pothoven eased up and kind of bumped into him, and then they get a late hit out of bounds. I don't know that that was a very accurate call, but that's the call nonetheless from the officiating staff. What an unfortunate occurrence for this Warhawks. So they get another 10-yard marked off. So that puts the ball into Warhawk territory. First and 10, ball spotted on the 46. They're going to blow the ball ready for play. Four receivers set this time for Myers. Myers will single back in the shotgun. Pass is going to be near side. Rossell's going to be there. He's going to drag him down at the 45.
Leaps
in on the catch for the Tiger Hawks. Didn't pick up much. Picked up about a yard. Going to bring a second and nine. A four receiver set. Two receivers each side. Oh, Myers ducks the ball. Oh, no. And the Warhawks fall on the ball. Number 44, Brayton Tyrell. Just in the right place at the right time. Okay. Knocks the ball away from Myers as Myers is ready to throw it. And the Warhawks fall right. He knocked the ball down. He was falling to the ground anyway, and the ball just ended up right there. He's able to fall on the ball. Give a first and 10 for the Warhawks. Not much time left. Only 18 seconds left in the half. But we'll see. We have scored on some big plays so far tonight. If we could put a big play up right here as we go into halftime, I think that would be to the pleasure of. It looks like they're just going to victory formation here, take a knee on it. Bortel going to take the snap and take a knee at midfield.
I don't know. I try to throw one out to the end.
You know, I think with 18 seconds, I would too. I haven't won as many football games as what Coach Aaron has, so I'm going to let him be the expert on that.
I think last year he won his 200th game. Is that right?
What's that?
Last year he won his 200th game.
Yep. So with that, Hawks going to run out here on the first half. They're going to reset the clock 15 minutes for half. Colfax comes back, couple scores, able to get on the board. They lead this one. The difference in the first half so far is a low extra point that wasn't good for the Warhawks. Colfax goes into the locker room up 14-13. They're going to run the clock back up for the band here at halftime. We're going to come back with a few minutes to go. We'll break down the first half. You're ready for second half action. You're listening to North Alaska Warhawks football on KIIC Radio and KIICRadio.com. We'll be back in about 10 Tiger Hawks of Colfax Mingo leading this one 14-13. The difference in the game tonight, a low extra point by Munson in the first quarter, but the Warhawks able to get off the bus, get on the board first, and have had a tough time doing that so far this year, playing with a lead. And then the offensive juggernaut of the passing game of the Colfax Mingo Tiger Hawks is able to show back up and score twice, once at the end of the first quarter and once in the second quarter. And we're marching down the field with about a minute to go as Braden Tyrell, the freshman on this defensive line, able to knock the ball loose, give the Warhawks the ball back. Coach Arrett just content with taking a knee on it and taking it into the locker room at halftime, down one. As I believe Colfax will be getting the kick to start the second half. Or no, they didn't because Parker started this game.
That's correct. So North Massacre gets the ball.
Warhawks going to be getting the ball coming into the third quarter as we get ready to start second half action. Week 5, Friday Night Lights, KIIC Radio, KIICradio.com. Check out all the scores, listen to all the games in the area. 7 games every Friday night on KIIC Radio, and by using the Thunderbolt app free on your Apple iPhone or on your Android mobile device.
I need to start a blog.
You know what? We talked about it last year, doing a blog or some sort of Twitter feed and letting people tweet during the games. right now, if you go to my Facebook page, I had a post tonight about we are footballing on Friday nights. You can post comments there. If they're appropriate, we may read them on the air. If they're not appropriate, everybody else can go there and look at them.
That's right. Hey, and I can give you an update. North Massapequa still has the best Super Nachos around.
Tommy is on the quest for Super Nachos, and he did try the Super Nachos from the concession stand here. And
they're not there?
Let us know that the Super Nachos, which we'll be back home next week for homecoming.
I'm looking forward to that.
The town, we'll be able to get there early, come up top of the stands, and share some Super Nachos with me and Tommy. We may do a celebrity. We may sign things. I don't know. I'll get a Sharpie. I'll sign hats. I'll sign babies. Colfax set the kick. Kick is high. Potholman going to field this one. 10 to 5. Drops the ball. He's going to pick it up and get back up to the 15, the 20. Ball comes out and picked up by North Bass. Going to go around the far side. He's going to keep it up. Run the
big
side
block.
Number 28. That's a
big block.
Run out of bounds as Potholman fumbled the ball. The number 28, Brant Fleener, able to pick up the ball and run up the far side. And a decent return.
Yeah.
Not exactly how the Warhawks drew it up, but either way, they're going to get the ball first and 10, spotted about the 22-yard line. Potholman let that one kind of go through his hands as it was coming down to him. Good kick by Brady DeJude.
There you go.
Two O's, DeJude. 11:46 to go, second half. Actually, started the third quarter. Sees the Warhawks down 14-13. Mortel under center, power eye in behind him. That's Rutledge, Potholman, and Stodgill. And it's going to be near side of Stodgill. Stodgill's going to get up past the 25. Ball to the 26. Pickup of about 4 on the play.
Oh.
There is a hurt Warhawk on the play. Looks like Rutledge.
Later,
so they're going to stop the clock and send a couple of the members of the training staff out to talk with Rutledge. Rutledge last week helped off the field. I think it was an ankle. They were able to wrap him up at the end of the second quarter. He got back out there for the third and fourth quarters of played last week.
Kind of looks like he got a helmet to the ribs.
He seems okay. He just seems like a little shaken up as he was a lead blocker on that play. So pick up the 4. For Stodgill, but they're going to stop the clock. And
who's the second half brought to us by?
Second half brought to you by all our football tonight, brought to you by Crop Production Services. It's Crop Production Services of Oskaloosa and New Sharon. I'll put my book open here. Crop Production Services of Oskaloosa and New Sharon. They're your local experts for seed and crop protection products, as well as agronomic services. Crop Production Services, the one name in crop production inputs.
They just make that word up.
No, I think it's a real word. You know, all our sponsors out here helping make every broadcast every Friday night a possibility. Pro-Row Antiques of New Sharon, The Griffs of New Sharon, Gardner Collier Jewelry of Oskaloosa and of Ottumwa, American Cleaning Services. As Rutledge able to get up on his own, and he's going to be helped off to the sideline for the training staff of Coach Era. Left ankle, very gingerly moving on that left ankle. Medicamp Pharmacy, American Cleaning, Jim Miller. We thank Jim for his sponsorship. Boyd's U.S. Cellular.
Hello.
A little better with Boyd's U.S. Cellular. Slumberland, don't miss the huge sale going on. You know what? I talked to Macy down at Slumberland today. Huge sale starting on Sunday at Slumberland Furniture. Stop in and see all the prices are hot. Savings are huge, up to 70% off. Living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms, and more. The Labor Day sale is going on now at Slumberland Furniture. Not the Labor Day sale. Sales going on. Rutledge down around the left side, up to the 30.
Rutledge is out. That's Stockhill.
Stockhill. Cargill of New Sharon help us out tonight. Community First Credit Union and Your Voice, sponsored by Community First Credit Union. Proline Building Company, Windstream for Business, and our main broadcast tonight brought to you by Crop Production Services.
That was a three-yard gain.
Three-yard pickup going to bring up third and three. Ball spotted about the 30-yard line. Well, fell in the pistol. He's going to roll that near side. He's going to be caught and dragged down to the backfield. Kind of inside the 15. Lost the 15 on the play. Big defensive stop for the Tiger Hawks. Going to be a loss of about 10 yards on the play. Marches forward progress down at the 17.
Bartell,
we're at fourth and about 17. Bortel trying to get, I'm not sure if he was looking to pass. He had Stachel out in front of him blocking.
I think it was a designed pass play that kind of got.
Just kind of got broken up and defenders in the backs. Gage Simmons back to kick for the Warhawks. Two receivers deep for the Tiger Hawks back about midfield. Simmons standing at his five. Good kick. Ball going to come up. He's caught at the 45 of the Warhawks. Caught far side. He's going to cut down. Flag on the field.
That was a block of the back.
Leaps. The ball carries, he's running about to the 20, but we have laundry on the field back around the 40 as he fielded that kick in North Mass Warhawk territory. You get a feeling this one's going to be coming back. Penalty marker sitting on about the 40-yard line on the far side of the field. In the area is an illegal block, so that's going to give the Tiger Hawks an illegal block in the back. Tiger Hawks take over first and 10, ball set at midfield for Myers and this Tiger Hawk offense. As we've seen everything from four receiver sets, three receiver sets, five receiver sets, we've already deemed it's virtually impossible to have a six receiver set.
You could. I don't know. So you need five linemen?
No, you need six on the line of scrimmage, so it'd be impossible to have five receivers. There again, unless you're going to have the center high hitting over his head, and it's just virtually impossible. So Myers in the shotgun, four receivers, three near side, one far side. Myers with a single back in the backfield to his left. Going to take it, roll out. He's going to hold on to it. He's going to be drugged down. Great play as Fortell came off the side. Hibbler in on the stop. Fortell, Hibbler, and I believe that's Lanfear. Yep, Austin Lanfear, number 58. They all three came together as Myers stepped up in the pocket and was met at the line of scrimmage and drugged down. So no gain on the play. Going to ramp second and 10. Get four receivers set, three receivers near side for the Tigers. Tiger Hawks, single receiver far side. Quick pass out to the right side, along the right sideline. Breaks the defender, ducks another one, and is knocked out of bounds. Wait to see.
Leaps,
I believe it is Leaps, number nine. Leaps on the pickup.
Leaps on the stop.
Leaps on the stop for the Warhawks. Could have had him down after about five, but able to duck a tackler and shake away from another one and pick up about 15 on the play. So that brings up first and 10, ball spotted at the 33-yard line of the Warhawks. Four receivers set again for the Tiger Hawks. Myers in the shotgun. He's sitting in the pocket, have a man across the middle of the field and a pass to nobody. That pass is center for number one, Gabe Simpson. And Simpson run a little post about 10 and across the field, and that ball was well over the head of Simpson. 8:50 to go in the third quarter. Second half action sees the Warhawks down one, 14-13, as a low extra point kick, the difference in this game so far. Incomplete pass brings up second 10 for the Tiger Hawks. Again, four receivers set, three near side, one far side. Single back, Myers in the shotgun. Myers is going to be a handoff this time. We haven't seen that much at all.
There's some laundry.
And there's a flag on the field. That play just kept his feet.
Holding against
So this is going to be a holding call against the Tiger Hawks as that flag fell in about the 35. So that's going to push him back and create a second and about 20 situation for the Tiger Hawks. Tiger Hawks, War Hawks, a lot of Hawks.
Chicken Hawks.
Chicken Hawks.
I tell you, now.
Tail Hawks.
Hawkeyes.
I'll say, little foghorn, leghorn. Third quarter action, 8:36 to go in the third quarter. See the Warhawks down by one. Myers in the shotgun, four receivers set, three here on the near side. He backs up, fakes the near pass, has a guy down the sideline. Oh, great defense. Great defense. That pass was intended for number nine. I believe that's Leitz, Jacob Leitz.
And number 12.
Bortel in on the great defense. He was stride for stride with him. That ball came right in on his hands, and Bortel Abrams would knock it away. Great defense by Bortel, and the Warhawks reach up third and long, third and about 18. They're showing here after the holding penalty set the Tiger Hawks back.
One thing I've noticed, North Manhattan's pass coverage is excellent.
I'm sure Coach Harris spent a good part of this week practicing this because we have seen it just about every down. I could probably count on one hand the number of actual design run plays we've seen tonight by the Tiger Hawks. In four receivers, Myers in the shotgun. Oh, he was drugged down. Passes long and over the head. Wow, as Gleason came off the left edge, and the defender just grabbed him by the inside of the shoulder pads and drug him down. That was right in front of the referee, but no call. So that's going to bring up fourth and 18.
I think the referee forgot his flag at home.
He didn't have him in his pocket, because that happened right in front of him. But at any rate, that brings up a big fourth down. Big stop for the Warhawks. Going to send Gleason and Pothoven back about their own 15-yard line. And Myers is going to be set to kick this one as they line up. You know, we kind of saw this last week at BGM. You know, they got four receivers out on their kick coverage, kind of, flankers or what you want to call them. Myers, good boost. He kicks it up about the 45, and that ball's going to sail well inside the five and into the end zone. Great kick by Myers.
That was about a 50-yard punt.
He
45.
He laid into that one. As he kicked down from his own 45. Ball flew right inside the five and checked up. The defender's not able to stop it before it went in the end zone. So Warhawks are going to take over. First and 10. Ball on their 20-yard line after the touchback with 8:09 to go in the third quarter, trailing this one by one at 14-13.
Now, this is one of the most exciting games we've
one of the closer ones. I tell you what, we had a lot of excitement last week, but it wasn't until after we had spotted BGM 14 points. So trying to stay in that one. But Bortel now in the pistol. Two backs behind him. Fake the handoff. Bortel's going to try and keep it around right side. He's going to duck inside the 20. 25. Going to be run out of bounds about the 24.
I think they call him Bore now.
Bortel, Bortle. We helped some of the press box guys here at Colfax. Some pronouncements. They helped us before the game going through their roster. So, but at any rate, pick up about four on the play. Going to bring up second and six for the Warhawks. Ball spotted on the 24-yard line. Power eye behind Bortel. Ball comes out. Nobody really knew what was going on. As Bortel went to fake the handoff, and the ball just never made it. So got to the line of scrimmage, though, and able to fall on top of it. He's going to bring up third and six for the Warhawks.
Third down.
Rosendahl comes off. Wanders comes back on. Third quarter action, 7:09 to go in the third quarter. Offset eye with Bortel in the pistol. Bortel's going to keep it right side. He's going to fake the handoff. Set it to 25 and falls forward.
Ball's on the ground. Wait, they call him down.
They're going to call him down.
Fingers down.
And Colfax falls on the ball. Bortel had picked up about 3 yards, but spun around and fell down or whatever he did.
The way that side judge came in, it looked like he was down.
It looked like he was showing him down, but they ruled it a fumble. So Colfax going to take over on the short field, ball first and 10 on the North Manhattan 27-yard line. Mingo comes in with a three receiver set now, two backs. Generally where you see a run, handoff, and that ball wrapped up and brought down. Who's that, 44?
That'd be 44.
Terrell. Braden Terrell. big freshman on this defensive line, number 44. Met him at the line of scrimmage, drove him back. So
stepped up, made the big play there.
Pick up about a half yard, going to bring him second and nine. Now we're back to our four receiver set, two each side with single back in the backfield of Fires. Myers takes it, going to flip it right side with Leach. Leach is just absolutely surrounded by the Warhawk defense. Backfield was in there first. Leach, Tyrell again in on that play.
Pothoven.
Just about anybody else. But they a little kind of a shovel pass or a pitch to the right side for Leach, and he was met and driven back. So back to the original line of scrimmage brings up third and 10. Four receiver set again. Single back with Myers in the shotgun. Myers is going to keep it right side. He's going to roll near side. Have a guy there. Ball through the hands. It's intended for Leach, number 9. An incomplete pass is going to bring a fourth down, fourth and 10 for the Tiger Hawks. Ball spotted on the 27-yard line. So no pickup, you know, after the fumble. Now brings up fourth down.
They're going to go for it. You punt it, they're going to be on the 20.
You know, don't know that you gain much by punting it. Might as well. They'll see what yards, but they're going to line up like they're going to punt it. So Myers is going to be back in punt formation. Be sure and tell your defenders to keep a keen eye out for one of these guys running.
Yep.
Fake around the right side.
Flag.
Flag on the field.
Whistle dead.
Whistle dead. They're not going to get this one.
Flag on the play.
There's a direct snap to Leach, number 9. He was the up back in behind the offensive line, and the official's going to talk about it. Call and see what they come up with here. So illegal procedure on the offense on Colfax. They're going to back it up 5 yards. So Myers faked like it went over his head. Leach took the direct snap, but whistled this one dead as guys started moving before they were supposed to. So that's still fourth down, fourth and 15.
That was kind of an obvious play right there.
Yeah, it was. He sold it the best he could, but I don't know that. I don't know that. It seemed like the Warhawks kind of saw something might be, especially on a 4th and 10. You know where the ball's at. You try a little trickery there. So they're going to go ahead and run it here. 4th and 15. Four receivers set.
Another fall.
Another flag on the field, and that comes from the back judge. So another delay of game. As Colfax has taken way too long to get to the line of scrimmage and figure something out. So backed up 5 on the false start, a procedural penalty, another delay of game. So backed up another 5. It's going to be a 4th and 20. Myers is going to come over to the sideline, talk it over with his coach. As the back judge in behind the defense is keeping a keen eye, that's the second time tonight that we've had a procedural penalty due to the play call. So they're going to line it up here, 4th and 20, 4 receiver. Myers is going to roll it out near side. He's got the receiver there. Complete to the 25 and driven back. That's Leach.
That was a...
As Andrew Dumont just held on for dear life, didn't want to give up any... Leach able to pick up 10 yards, but on 4th and 20, you need a little bit more. And that's going to be a turnover on down for the Warhawks, or for the Tigerhawks. I take it back. Warhawks will come out, be on defense, ball get it, they'll get it at their own 25-yard line. Handoff's going to be left side. We cut down. Bortel, I think, tucked it under. That's the line of scrimmage.
Rutledge.
Rutledge back in there, number 33. Okay. So handoff goes to the up back, but only for about a half a yard. Bring up second and 9 for the Warhawks. Well, 5:11 to go in the third quarter. Clock continues to run. So Bortel in the pistol, Rutledge to his left, Stachel behind him. Pitch is going to be far side to Stachel. Stachel going to try and get to the edge, and he's met at the 25 and drug down. And that's going to create a third and long for the Warhawks. The Well, it seemed like we were moving the ball pretty easy there in the first half. We have not been able to put much anything together so far here in the second half.
And I always thought of Northland has to be in a second half team.
We have certainly showed that in the past, spotting the other team a few points and then coming out playing strong in the second half. But right now we're struggling to get anything put together. 4:24 to go in the third quarter. Calling the pistol, he's going to fake it near side. He's going to go ahead and duck it, spin from a tackle up to the 27, and there he's met with the rest of the with good part of the Colfax defense. So pickup of about 3 on the play, but that's going to bring up a 4th down. Now they're only going to give him 2. So that's going to bring up a 4th and 8, ball spotted at the 27-yard line. So that's going to bring the punt team in for the Warhawks. H. Simmons, number 10, sophomore, will be back to punt for the Warhawks.
Got a flag.
Far sideline, flag back in the backfield, fielded at the 45, runs to the near sideline. That's Leeds. Leeds still on his feet. He's going to come across the field. It's going to be met, but he's going to go to the running. Leeds is going to take it in, 50 yards for the score, number 9, Jacob Leeds. Touchdown, but we do have a flag on the play. Flag was thrown in behind the North Mahaska punt coverage team. So we'll wait for the call. For all intents and purposes, it looks like this one's probably going to be going to stand as a touchdown for the illegal shift on the Warhawks.
Holding
against the Tiger Hawks. Offsetting penalty. So a penalty on both sides. What started out with an illegal shift on the Warhawks, which would have meant the touchdown stood, but then a hold on the return for Colfax. So we're going to replay this one.
See, I thought that'd be a false spot where it was caught.
Well, either one, because it happened before the punt happened, the illegal shift happened on the before the snap, and then the fact that happened after the transfer, they're just going to go ahead and replay fourth down. So 4th and 8 with Gage Simmons in the kick. And number 22, Jimmy Abel, the lone receiver. Back inside the 40. We've got a late entry in the Colfax kick coverage team. There's a snap. Simmons kicked toward the left side. That ball's going to check up and roll out of bounds. Not a very good kick by Simmons.
I think they got a piece of it.
You think it got a hand in there? It kind of seemed that way because it kind of dived straight for the sideline. So ball out of bounds on the North Mahaska 40-yard line. It's going to give Colfax good field position. But so far, this North Mahaska defense has been able to hold them off here in the second half as we're down to 3:15 to go in the third quarter. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, week number 5. Henry, Good Neighbor State Farm agent Wendell Campbell and Oskaloosa here with Touchdown Tommy. We bring it to you every Friday night. This is week number 5, KIIC Radio, KIICRadio.com. Colfax going to come to the line with 5 receivers set. 4 receivers in a bunch here on the near side. Single receiver far side. Myers in the shotgun. It looks like a lot of delay there on the line. It looks like we got
offside.
They were able to get the defense to jump a little early.
Encroachment.
Yep, encroachment on the defense. Is one of the North Mahaska Warhawk defenders jumped across the line a little early, so that's going to step off 5 and give Colfax 1st and 5 inside the 35, down about the 34. Again, same 5 receiver set, little bunch of 4 receivers on the near side, single receiver coverage on the outside. And Myers is going to keep it himself, be drugged back, and met by the defense and drugged down. Good play by the North Mahaska defense. It looked like a designed run there. Myers tried to run it off right side and was met and dropped, lost about a yard, maybe a yard and a half on the play. They're going to call it 2, so that's going to bring a 2nd and, I don't know, I'm going to call it 2nd and 6 is what it looks like for me.
I don't know, I missed the whole play. There's a pole dead center.
very true. Here at Colfax Stadium, the light poles are down along the field, not behind the bleachers. So that's directly in Tommy's line of sight. Second and seven for Colfax. Four receiver set, single back. Myers on the shotgun, little bubble screen to the near side. Ball is caught. Count to 30.
Andrew Gumont.
Andrew Gumont in on the stop. Ball is caught by number 25. That's Jake Buehrer.
Buehrer
enough to get down. They're going to be third and short. Third and about a half a yard for the Tiger Hawks.
Not Buehrer, Buehrer.
Third down, four receivers, single back. In with Myers in the shotgun. The running back took about a half second early, but no call on that, and Myers able to take it around the right side and pick up three, and that's going to get a fresh set of downs for the Tiger Hawks.
Right now.
Fresh set of downs for the Tiger Hawks, first and 10. Ball spotted at the 26-yard line, I believe. Yep, that looks like the 26. I got an overhead power line in front of me there. Four receivers now. Myers in the shotgun. All sorts of sight line issues here. Pass intended and just out of the reach. Looks like the pass was intended for number one. That's Gabe Simpson for the Tiger Hawks. Bring up a second to 10. We're inside a minute, just about a minute and a half to go here in the third quarter. Tiger Hawks leading this one 14-13.
I think if he would have caught that, Gleason would have just leveled him right there.
Gleason did have a beat on him as Gleason in tight end on the defense. Tiger Hawks break huddle, four receivers set, two each side, single back in with Myers in the backfield. Myers in the shotgun. Myers is going to roll that far side. Look to have a receiver down the field. They're going to be well overthrown. Again, that time Gabe Simpson, the intended receiver. And that's going to bring up a third and 10. It looks like Simpson had created a little bit of space down around the goal line, but just ball out of the reach of number one. Big stop here for the boys in red, third and long. Big stop. I remember this created a lot of confusion the last time we had it. Seems like this whole third quarter has been played within about 20 yards of that side of the
field. That is
between
true.
Between the 20 and the 50, it seems like every single play we've had so far this half has come within that area. So four receivers set for the Tiger Hawks. Myers with a single back in the shotgun. Ball near side of the field. He's going to roll, look far side. He pushed out of the pocket, and ball well overthrown. Again, Gabe Simpson, the intended receiver for the Tiger Hawks.
Paul made a good choice there, not hit the guy before.
Yep. And Terrell, I'll tell you what, Brayden Terrell, the freshman, number 44, in the backfield, creating some motion around Myers. Myers was not able to lock in and overthrew his intended receiver.
I've been watching.
Big third down stop.
I've been watching 44. He's pushing right up the middle, and he's getting in Myers' face. I mean, every single play, he's pushing right up the middle.
Tiger Hawks going to line up to go for it on fourth down. Four receivers set, three receivers at a bunch far side. Then kind of goes in motion. The ball off the hands of the intended receiver, incomplete. Hibbler and Terrell into the backfield with pressure for the Warhawks, and kind of a quick pass. I don't think Myers' receiver had really turned and was expecting the ball just quite yet on that, and just in front of his receiver.
No, it kind of looked like Colfax Mingo's players were doing a little chop block there that wasn't called.
Yeah, everybody kind of dropped. That one there again. Just we can kind of tell when this plays either something happens out of the norm or something happens that just didn't look right. So
yeah.
Turnover and downs for the Tiger Hawks. Going to give the Warhawks the ball back first and 10. Ball spotted on their own 29-yard line. That's now the Warhawks are going to go in their own four-receiver set. Mortel's going to take it off the left side. He's going to pick up about two. As they spread the defense there, Mortel, a designed run. And he ran right into the Colfax Mingo defender. Tiger Hawks will give him a yard, so second and 9 for the Warhawks. Minute 4 to go in the third quarter. See the Tiger Hawks leading this one 14-13. Good, tight game, well-played game by both sides. A lot of scoring in the first half. We have yet to, there again, this whole little 20-yard check between the, 30 yards between the 20 and the 50 on this end of the field. We just haven't left it so far tonight.
Yeah, that's true.
In the second half. So, again, four receivers set for the Warhawks. Pothoven comes in motion. They're going to fake the handoff. Mortel's going to tuck it. He's going to get up past the 30. Push forward to the 32. And a flag comes in.
Flag on the play.
flag comes in from the referee from in behind the offensive backfield. Wait and see what they call this here. A lot of times this is an offensive holding area. But he's got to turn around. That looks like this is going to be a penalty.
Face mask.
Face mask on Colfax Mingo. Personal foul, so that's going to march out 15 yards. That's going to give North Mayaska a fresh set of downs. They step it off, and they're going to have first and 10, ball just about to the 48-yard line on North Mayaska into the field. Maybe the little bit of a jolt this offense needs in order to get something going. We're down 32 seconds to play in the third quarter.
And that does not up our penalty count at 10 apiece.
10 penalties either way. Man, oh, man. 28, Brant Fleener coming on the field with the play. Again, they're going to spread them out here. Four wide receivers for the Warhawks, two each side.
Oh.
Mikkel's going to run it out. Other side, he's going to tuck it, be run out of bounds. But there is a flag on the field. Flag came from the line judge on the far side. Usually either somebody either not lined up or somebody lined up in the neutral zone. It looks like they're spotting off. This is going to be a penalty against the Warhawks. Let's see the flag. The flag came out. Yeah, so an illegal shift or a procedural penalty. And they're going to go ahead and decline the penalty because Mortel ran out of bounds with a loss of about 3 on the play. Going to bring up second and 13 with 7 seconds to go in the third quarter. They're going to wind the clock for play, and I think that's going to be the last play of the third quarter. As the clock runs out, it sees the Tiger Hawks still on about 14-13. But the Warhawks threatening as they move the ball down the field. I'm going to give a shout-out right now. Chris Brown, St. Louis, Missouri, listened in to us on the Thunderbolt app. Good buddy of mine. Just got married a couple of weeks ago.
Well, congratulations.
Congratulations to Chris. Beautiful family getting ready to get set out on their honeymoon. So he sent me a text. Anybody out there can send me a text or message on Facebook. We'll do shout-outs if they're readable on the air. And I guess we're live streaming, so we're not subject to FCC regulations. We could read just about anything, but I think out of charity for ourselves and our families, we will if it's nothing you would write to your mom, then we're probably not going to read it on the air. So I'm going to hand this to Tom. We let him check some of the scores using our Thunderbolt app. Chris, love you. Miss you, buddy. Want to thank all of our sponsors. Community First Credit Union, your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans, budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out their website, c1styourvoice.com, or like them on Facebook. They're federally insured by the NCUA. I'm your good neighbor State Farm agent, Wendell Campbell, out of Oskaloosa. I'm here with Touchdown Tommy. Week number 5 sees the Warhawks going into the fourth quarter, down 1. They're going to line up power eye, second and 12. Handoff's going to be near side to Stagio. Stagio's going to keep his feet up past the 45, up past the 50. Still moving, falling past midfield down to the 49. So pickup of about 5 on the play.
Well, score update, Centerville, 0, Albia, 49.
Oh, Albia, putting it to Centerville in a big rivalry game. Albia's homecoming tonight. The Blue Demons looking to throw up a big number on homecoming. Jay Mill and the boys, Jason and the guys calling that game over on the mother station. Go check it out, but come back to us because we got a lot of action here tonight. 1-point game between the Warhawks and the Tigerhawks here at Colfax. 4 receivers set on third down. Mortel's going to keep it. He's going to run far side. Mortel falls forward, gets back up to about the line of scrimmage. Stop. That's going to bring up a fourth down for the Warhawks.
Continue with the score updates. Sheraton 21, Oskaloosa 7.
21-7, that's Oskaloosa's homecoming. The Sheraton come in, a good team coming out of Sheraton this year in the Chargers. Gage Simmons back to kick. 2 receivers standing about their 15 for Colfax. Gage Simmons takes the snap. He's going to kick directionally over to the right sideline. That ball's going to hit about the 30, fall into the 25. And that ball's going to be picked up there. Looks like Fawcett, I think it is, 23. Yep. Nope. Yeah, Fawcett, Madison Fawcett, number 23, picks it up about the 22. And that's where Colfax is going to take over first and 10. As they're again between midfield and the 20-yard line on this end of the field. Every play so far here in the second half has been run within that little area.
If you're headed to the Twin Cedars Wayne game,
Turn around.
It's postponed till Monday.
So, you know, and I didn't even look with the beautiful day we had today and just an absolutely gorgeous night here at Colfax.
I did watch the weather before we came. There was a little snow that popped up, but I didn't think twice of it.
No, but they're going to delay that one to Monday. So five receiver set. Myers is going to fake the handoff. He's going to be stuffed in the backfield. Whole host of North Mahaska defenders. Fawcett in on that one. See Tyrell, number 44, in on that one. Great stop. Loss of about four on the play. That's going to bring up second and 14 for this Colfax offense. Great stop by the North Mahaska defense. So they're going to run it out, spread it out four wide to each side. Myers in the backfield, in the shotgun, single back to his right. He's going to step up, roll that other side. He's going to be chased down, and pass intended. Nobody there, nobody even around that. I'm not sure who you would even, as he was running for his life as Terrell. Tell you what, number 44, we have called his name a lot.
Yes, we have.
So far here in the second half, but Terrell, running after Myers, and he just threw it into no man's lane, just hoping to get it out of the hands of everybody. So
Montezuma, 14. Bell Plain, 8.
14-8, Monty over Bell Plain. We're going to see Montezuma. We saw Bell Plain here a couple weeks ago. So third and long, third and 14. Three receivers set now with two running backs. This has generally been a running set. Myers is going to go ahead and tuck it, and he's going to run forward.
Ball's going to
come out. We're going to look and see. Ball came out on the play. We're going to wait and see in motion. North Mahaska football as Myers took it over the left side into the sideline and was trying to get that extra yard, and the ball popped out, and North Mahaska able to fall on top of it. So North Mahaska going to get the ball first and 10. Ball spotted on the Tiger Hawks 30-yard line.
You need to find that switch. I know there's one in that other room in this press box. Turn off that magnet so they can actually move up and down the field.
Boy, there again, we have been stuck between the 20 and the 50-yard line. If you're facing your radio, if you look at from midfield to the 20-yard line to your left, we have absolutely been stuck within that little kind of Bermuda Triangle for the last half hour. As we're closing in just past 9 o'clock. So Bortel's going to roll out right side. Look, and he's just going to throw it into the stands. Pass incomplete. It's going to bring up a second and 10.
Did I hear somebody wanted a flag on that?
Sure. Was there a flag? I don't.
They're going to intentional grounding.
They're going to call an intentional grounding on Bortel. He was well outside the pocket. He was almost to the sideline when he threw that ball. I don't understand this, Tommy. I don't understand how they can call an intentional grounding on the.
How?
He was well outside the pocket, well outside the tackles, almost out of bounds when he let that one go. Wow, I don't
get that one,
Tommy. Second and 10, loss of down. They're going to get the yardage backed up and the loss of down. So 9:41 to go in the fourth quarter sees Tiger Hawks up on this one, 14-13. And it's going to be left side to Stodgill. Stodgill going to follow his blockers. He's going to be in the 30, down about the 25. So a good pickup of about 15 on the play.
Back to the original line of scrimmage.
It's going to bring up third. Oh, past that. We're down about the 25. So going to bring up third and about, we'll call it five. They're about halfway. So third and five. Great run by Stodgill. He was able to stay in behind his blockers, running that power eye with Podhoven and Rutledge in front of him, following two blockers off the left side to pick up 15 yards. So third and about five. Ball spotted at the 25. Pitch is going to be near side.
That's encouragement.
They're going to whistle this one dead.
Nope.
They're procedural penalty on the Warhawks. It's going to back them up five more.
I don't understand that when a defensive player comes across the line of scrimmage.
Causes a false start. Generally, that's a play they call against the defense. So with 9:03 to go in the fourth quarter, sees the Warhawks trailing this one by one. We'd really like to see there again. We just can't get inside that 20-yard line. Ball spotted at the 30. So 3rd and 10, power eye in behind Mortel. That lays Pato Mustachio. And Pato. Pato's going to cut up field. He's going to get down inside. Pato down inside the 20, just ran over a defender. Holy cow. Pothoven just absolutely leveled the defender, ran over and down inside the 20. We're going to check the spot of the ball. It's going to be a close.
First down.
They're going to make a motion. First down. First down. Warhawks. They're going to move the chains.
We're on the 20.
So we're down. We're on the 20. We've got to get the ball inside the 20. And Coach Arrett and the offense wants to get this ball in the end zone. We need points. We're down 8.5 minutes to go in the game. Power eye behind Mortel. That's Rutledge, Pothoven, and Stodgill. Ball middle of the field. That's going to be left side to Stodgill. Stodgill's going to follow his defenders to be knocked down.
Loss on the play.
Down about the 22. Loss of 2 on the play. So it's going to bring up 2nd. Now they're going to give him a loss of 1, so 2nd and 11.
Loss of 1.
Ball now near side of the field. North Mahaska, the boys in white, traveling right to left as you face your radio dial. As we get down inside, 8 minutes to go. The Tiger Hawks leading this one 14-13. Mortel under center, high formation behind him. Mortel, a little naked bootlegger out on the right side. He's going to throw it up. Ball intended for Wanders, and ball just out of the reach of Wanders. If you had Wanders down about the 5-yard line.
Kind of surprised there's no intentional grounding call.
same play we just saw a few plays ago, and they did call the intentional grounding. There again, we just have not been able to get the ball inside the 20-yard line. If we could just break this barrier. 3rd down now, 3rd and 11. Big 3rd down for the Warhawk defense. I'm sorry, for the Warhawk offense. The incomplete pass stops the clock with 7:43 to go. You got to think that this Tigerhawk defense is pretty tough for being out on the field, but seems like Warhawks have had the ball for quite a while. Offset eye in behind. Pitch is going to be right. There's going to be a flag on the field.
Flag on play.
The pitch was fumbled out there, but they're going to stop this and check and see what the flag is. Shot block. Oh, another illegal block called on North Mahaska. That's the 3rd time tonight. It's 15-yard. I'm not sure. I haven't caught one of the ones, or at least seen one of the ones that they've called tonight, but a 15-yard penalty. Backs the ball up to the 40. So 3rd and a whole lot now. What was 3rd and long is now 3rd and long plus about 20. Ball at the 40. Need to get down inside, basically inside the 10-yard line. So need 30 yards in order to pick up a fresh set of downs. We can do it. We did it earlier on a 3rd and 27. We scored.
A little pass play to Stodgill.
And they read option Stodgill out on the right side. Stodgill loses his footing. Falls down about the 40 as he tried to cut back upfield. Number 9, just feet got out from underneath him. Ball down on the 40. 7:11 to go in the fourth quarter. Is going to bring out a 4th and a whole lot. For North Mahaska. There again, unable to get the ball inside this 20-yard line on this left side of the field as we face the field. So Gage Simmons going to, the end of punt, go stand at his own about 48-yard line for the Warhawks. Looks like on a high punt. Line drive kick toward the sidelines. Ball's going to land about the 20, roll inside about the 19.
Ball rolled out of bounds.
So even with the yardage we would have had on that punt, we still would have been 10 yards short of a first down.
yeah.
Good kick by Simmons, though, really kicking away from the receiving core. of Colfax,
which is very good.
They've shown that they can run a pretty good kick coverage team and return the ball. So Coach Arrett and the Warhawks electing to kick away from the receiver and let the defense back out on the field. Defense has showed up here in the second half, really not giving Colfax much to cheer about. Myers in the shotgun, four receivers set, three receivers near side, single back with him in the shotgun. Man set in the slot, and ball thrown pretty low by Myers. Pass intended for Gabe Simpson, number one, as that ball was thrown in behind Simpson. Incomplete pass brings up second and 10. Ball spotted on the, we'll call it the 18-yard line. I guess that's a little inside the 19. The 18 with 6:37 to go in the fourth quarter. Four receivers set now, two each side, with Myers in the shotgun. Looks like about everybody and their brother got going early there.
Yeah.
Ball kind of juggled but caught here on the near sideline and ran out of bounds about the 35.
Uh-oh, then I'm stopped.
The 25, so pickup of about six on the play. He's going to bring it third and four for Colfax.
I don't know if these refs are watching the same game.
I assume they're watching something. And now we've got five receivers, four on the far side, one on the near side. Third and about four. Ball's caught at the 30, and he's driven out of bounds by Pothoven. Let's see where they spot this. We're about the 30. Ball spotted just beyond the 30, which would be enough for a first down. So Colfax moves the chains. It seems like it's been a week of Sunday since they've been able to move the chains. With 5:55 to go, Colfax leading this one 14-13. The Warhawks need to get the ball back. We need to score. Four receivers now for Myers. Myers in the shotgun. He's got a guy down the field, wide open, caught a midfield, 30, 20, 10. Into the score. That's number 22, Jimmy Abel. Jimmy Abel takes the ball. There wasn't a single defender anywhere around him, and Myers was able to find the open man into the score. With that puts the Tigerhawks up 20-13, pending the extra point. We're going to take a look at this one. I think looks like Myers and the Tigerhawks are going to try and go for two here. Big cheers. There hasn't been much to cheer about so far here in the second half. Myers under center. We don't see this a whole lot.
It's usually a run.
He's going to roll that near side, have a man open in the end zone, and just out of reach. His pass intended for Simpson. Dave Simpson, so the try is no good. So what that does is he was trying to put this this game into a two-possession game, but with the incomplete try on the 2 points, now that gives North Manassas the opportunity to take a score and get the extra point and tie this one up.
That is correct.
So kind of a risk-reward there for Colfax. If they'd kicked the extra point, that would have been a touchdown and a two-point conversion for North Manassas. But now, seven-point lead for Colfax with 5:37 to go in the fourth quarter. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, North Manassas Football, sponsored by Crop Production Services. Las Calusa and New Sharon, they're your local experts for seed and crop production products, as well as agronomic services. Got it right that time. Crop Production Services, the one name in crop production inputs. Also brought to you by ProLine Building Company. If a new building's on your construction to-do list, don't wait any longer. It's time to call ProLine Building Company now. ProLine has been building agricultural, commercial, equine, residential, and storage buildings in Iowa since 1986. The reputation's been built on integrity and putting their customers first. That's Iowa, dreambuilder.com, ProLine Building Company.
Since 1986.
So we got the Jude getting ready to kick for the Tigerhawks. Looks like Stodgill and, is that Tibbler? Is that 13?
Yeah.
So Stodgill let the ball bounce about the 20. He's going to pick it up on the near sideline.
Oh, that's a face mask.
Down. He picks that up, goes about 3 yards. Number 72. Alan Wheeler laid a hit down on Stodgill. Stodgill got only about 3 yards. So
tackled him by his head.
Warhawks going to take over first and 10, ball on their 23-yard line. With 5:33 to go. I don't understand how the kicks have no time off the clock.
That's true.
The third time tonight they kicked the ball and the clock comes in line. So, but at any rate, 5:33 to go. Colfax leading this one 20-13. So Bortel going to be in the pistol. Hibbler to his right, Stodgill behind him. He's going to fake the handoff. Bortel's going to tuck and run it off right side. He's going to run up to about the 25. Pick up of about 2.
Now a ball carrier.
That's going to bring a second about 8 for the Warhawks. Clock continues to run. We're down 5:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Warhawks break center. Power eye. Hibbler, Pothoven, and Stodgill in behind Bortel. Stodgill going to run right side. Going to get it back up to about the 30. He's going to pick up 5 on the play.
He's
going to bring a third and about 4 for the Warhawks. Now we'll call 33.
Wheeler
in on the stop for the Tiger Hawks. Tell you what, this second half has kind of worn me out.
Same here.
Tiger Hawks are finally able to get out of that Bermuda Triangle of the left side of this field. Ortel's going to keep it. Get a pitch to Stodgill. Stodgill on the right. This is where he's drugged down about the 32.
Down Stodgill.
Pick up of about 2 on the play.
Oh. His hand is hurt.
We've got a hurt Tiger Hawk on the play. We have a down Tiger Hawk here on the near sideline. While they're checking that out, Tommy, you want to see if we've got some sports from around the area?
Yeah.
And the injury timed out at 3:50 gets you in the fourth quarter. Tiger Hawks leading this one 20-13.
Let's see. Centerville, 0. Albia, 55.
Wow, that was getting out of hand down.
Sheridan 28, Oskaloosa 14.
28-14 that one in the third quarter.
Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont 8. Pella Christian 42.
Pella Christian running all over the Rockets tonight. Strong Pella Christian team this year.
That Twin Cedars and Wayne game is postponed until Monday.
That's going to be played on Monday.
Davis County 34, Clark 7. Sigourney to Kyoto 20, Mid Prairie 38. Montezuma 14, Belle Plaine 8. That's showing still at halftime.
Still at halftime, probably in the third quarter of that one if I had to guess.
Knoxville 0, Pella 21.
Oh, is that game at halftime?
That game is in the third quarter.
Third quarter is Pella, the number one 3A team in the state of Iowa.
Pekin 55, Van Buren 20, and that is final.
That's the final score. Pekin is the Panthers. And they're going to wave, looks like the paramedics coming in. I think it's an arm, looks like, well, I think it was his left arm as he went down. So the Colfax player is hurt, but it's not, you know, it's a serious injury on his arm. It looks like they're trying to keep his arm stationary and keep him from moving around. So.
And those are the scores from around the area.
Scores from around the area. You know, we talk a little bit about the schedule, Tommy. I get to come home next week. We've got GMG coming home for homecoming. And then we're on the road back at Montezuma. This will be the second year in a row. We'll be probably hip in the crow's nest.
Right, with the speaker right below us.
Right below us. Then we'll go to Linville Sully before returning home, finishing the season October 24th with Iowa Valley. Watching what's going on here as you're stabilizing the stabilizing his arm. They didn't make motion for the paramedics, so I think they're going to pull the pull the ambulance out here onto the field. They did reset the clock with 4:05 to go as the injury was did stop the clock. A lot of the Colfax teammates down on their knee as one of their fellow defenders down here on the field. Haven't been able to look and see or get a number yet. A couple of the coaches and some of the training staff from North Mahaska down on the field with the young gentleman. As he is trying to stabilize. Looks like his left arm here is what they're looking with. So we've got some of the paramedics coming in to take a look. But again, you're listening to Week 5, Friday Night Lights. You know, Tommy, this is kind of the thing. High school sports, you never hate to see anybody get hurt, especially a serious injury. You know, ankles, wrists, knees, something we kind of figure every week somebody's going to come out of a pile or be rolled up on an ankle. But a serious injury like this is just a shame to see. Especially for, you know, a Colfax team that's a big pass player so far right now in the second half. Is the difference in this game is they went about 70 yards on a pass play. Go up, our score right now, as we sit, North Mahaska trailing 20-13 with 4:05 to go in the fourth quarter. Again, injury timeout here on the field. Have a Colfax defender down. It looks like a left arm that they're trying to stabilize. You know, again, not what I would classify as a serious injury, but not a head or a neck. Number 9, Leitz.
I do believe that is number 9, Leitz.
Which a lot of the night, we call Leitz's number quite a bit so far here tonight. Looks like his mom making her way down onto the field. So, again, serious injury nonetheless. Those of you at home listening, say a little prayer for number 9 as they're kind of huddled around him on the field. Again, you know, I thought not necessarily a serious injury from the standpoint of a head or a neck or a life-threatening thing, but then still for a young athlete to sustain an arm injury like this. Going to take some time. So, you know, they haven't, they've called one of the paramedics in, but they haven't rolled the ambulance here as they face the field. It's down just to the right on the field. They haven't called the ambulance over, so I think it's something he's going to be able to get up and walk away from, but they're wanting to stabilize his arm and do everything that they can. So, those of you listening at home, say a little prayer here for number 9. It's a big part of this Colfax Tigerhawk offense is geared around a lot of their receivers, and Leafs is definitely one of those guys. You know, with a delay like this too, Tommy, you think, you know, muscle stiffen up, or you know, does this kind of rejuvenate North Mahaska, and especially from Colfax, gets kind of Colfax something to play for. You get one of your fellow guys laying there hurt, but he is up on his feet. Got his left arm.
Yep, number 9.
Number 9, Leaf. Got his left arm elevated, and they've got it wrapped. They're helping him out. He won. Walking over to the sideline on his own power. But they do have his left arm wrapped, and the training staff coming over to help him out. So, hope he heals up very soon. It does look like it is what I would classify a serious injury. I mean, anytime you stop the game for that long and wrap it up, they're over on the sideline taking a look at it now. So, kind of get back to where we're at right now. Fourth down and 3 to go for the Warhawks. Portell now going to be in the kick. Nobody needs to receive.
Oh, it's blocked.
The ball's going to be blocked. Picked up at the 10. But the quick kick as Portell rolled out to the far side. Portell trying to roll out to the right side, do a quick kick. And number 72, I believe it was. Number 72, Alan Wheeler, able to block the kick, and then Colfax able to follow on it. Picked up, drug down. So they're going to have a first and goal to go on the north half of the 5-yard line. Not what Coach Arrett, I think, probably talked to him in that long delay. I think he kind of gave Portell the option if he saw an opening, only needing 3 yards, maybe try and run for it. But the front line North Mahaska didn't really stop guys from getting through. So Myers in the shotgun now, four receiver set with single back to his right. Myers is going to roll off right side. Stood at the five and then tackled at the four. Hibbler on the stop. Bring up second goal to go from the four. Clock running inside 4 minutes. We're down 3:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Just hoping, I think, that the Warhawks would be able to put something together there. You know, maybe make a stand on fourth down and pick up 3 yards. But certainly given the Tigerhawks short end of the field here. Four receivers set to each side with Myers in the shotgun. Myers going to take the step off right side. He's going to be met at the five and dropped. Loss of two on the play.
Terrell.
Terrell, number nine.
Number 44.
North Mahaska going to take a timeout with 3:11 to go. But that's going to bring up third and goal to go. Now ball spotted at the six. You're listening to North Mahaska Warhawk football sponsored by Crop Production Services of Oskaloosa and New Sherry. I want to thank some more of our sponsors. Windstream, KIIC, recently switched to Windstream for Business, a new bundle package that included free guest internet and lower prices than those commonly advertised for Windstream. Do what KIIC did. Call Danielle for your Windstream for Business account rep for the best value. Most prices and free guest wireless for a year. Get the same deal that KIIC got. Call Danielle, 641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134. Get specialized small business pricing and treatment. Danielle will come to your business, explain all the options. Windstream is available in most areas, but not in all areas. Call Danielle today at 641-888.
We got a final score. Final score is Pella Christian, Eddieville, Blacksburg, Fremont. Pella Christian came to top, 42-8.
Good Pella Christian team. I think we're going to see them really make a run here at the state playoffs end of the season. Myers now under center, high formation behind him. Haven't seen this one very often. He's going to roll that near side. Have a man in the end zone, and that pass is going to be caught. Dumont in on the defense, but a good pass. It's Abel, Jimmy Abel, number 22, able to come up with it. He was down, dropped down on his knees. That brings the score now, Colfax 26, North Mahaska 13.
Jimmy Abel made the reception.
Abel, 6-yard pass play, Myers to Abel. Pending the kick. High snap, ball down, kick is up. Kick is good. With that score and the extra point, that puts Colfax up 27-13. The two touchdowns and 304 is what the Warhawks are going to need to force extra time here. You know, you look at how hard North Mahaska played that third quarter. You know, really just kind of a trench battle, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Nobody really getting anything. And one long pass play from Colfax, kind of a mental lapse on the defense, able to punch in for the score. Blocked punt by Colfax, get the ball back on the five, and 3 plays later, take it in for 7 more.
Couple more final scores. Melcher Dallas, 68. Seymour, 6.
Wow.
Kyoto, Sigourney Kyoto, 20. Mid Prairie, 38. That is final.
That's scored on final. Well, if you want to hear all the final scores, catch out the locker room show tonight after the Albia broadcast on 96.7 or using the Thunderbolt app on the mother station. Or you can tune in channel 15, Fox 15 out of Ottumwa. You can catch all that live action, live score action, I should say, tonight till 11 o'clock on Fox 15. Kind of music to get you moving. So 3 and 4 to go. Brady DeJude getting ready to kick for the Tigerhawks. Kick is up. It's near side. Sajo going to come up, pick it up about the 15. Sajo near side, 20, 25, 30. Tuck around another defender. Going to be up about the 35.
Horse collar. That was a horse collar.
Flag
is
in from the far side of the field. We'll wait and see what this call was. The flag came from the far judge. Basically, the entire other side of the field. There is laundry on the field, as they say. Is that a Nebraska thing or an Iowa thing?
What?
The laundry on the field.
That would be a
So block in the back is going to be the call here. I'm going to step off 10 after a good return by Stoshiel. Got up to about the 34-yard line.
That's an Iowa State thing.
That's an Iowa State thing. You would say that, Tommy. You would say that. So Warhawks are going to get the ball first and 10. Ball spotted on their 24-yard line. That's a 20-yard return. Good return by Stoshiel. Was brought back after the penalty. They got 2:56 to go and need two scores. It looks like we're going to need to go about 76 yards for the first one, and we got 2:56 to do it. So Warhawks come in, two flankers, single back in behind Bortel. Bortel's going to run right side. But Stoshiel, oh, over his head. The screen pass was there. Is got the... Got the Colfax defense over-pursuing, but just ball overthrown over Stoshiel's head. Ball stop, the incomplete pass stops the clock with 2:51 to go. Two touchdown different in this one as Colfax took it in from a short field, 5 yards out. 5 yards, three plays, all of about 24 seconds. Currently lead it by score, 27-13. Second down, incomplete pass, second and 10. Ball spotted at the 24-yard line. We're telling the pistol to flankers. He's going to hand it off right side. That's going to be Stoshiel. Stoshiel up past the 30, still on his feet. He's going to fall forward up to the 34. They're going to mark him down about the 33. They're going to back to subtracting that yard. I'd like to give him that extra yard if I could.
He's walking on 32. Towards the 33.
We've really given the official on this near side a hard time. He's got one arm in a sling. We shouldn't pick on a guy that's hurt. But, As he marches in from the side, he always seems to veer one way or the other. and he hasn't had a lot of, it doesn't seem like they ran towards this sideline much so far tonight, so he hasn't had a whole lot of activity. But so first set of downs, enough to get a first down for the Warhawks.
As the crowd cheers on Lance, as he's getting into his
leaps, pull the car down on the track, he's getting in the car, going to find a hospital for him here tonight. Mattel's going to take it, going to keep it around the right side. He's going to chuck it around the right side and get up past the 40, 45, run out of bounds about the 46.
That's a first down.
That's going to be enough for a first down as he picked up about 12 on the play. They're going to mark it out. They're going to mark the ball out of bounds right at the 45. But great pickup by Bortel. As a designed runner on that right side, he had nobody to pitch to. Stoshiel got hung up on a block as that end tried to go out, keep contained on the pitch man, and Bortel just tucked it and ran for 12. So ball out of bounds, stops the clock at 2:12. Still here in the fourth quarter. Ball far side of the field, right in front of me and Tommy here on the end of the press box. Power eye in behind Bortel. Hibbler, Pothoven, and Stoshiel. Stoshiel's going to take the ball near side. Ball is blocked around the edge, loses footing, and fall forward to the 45. So he's going to get back to the line of scrimmage.
I think they put grease on the field.
Bill, this field has been chewed up, and there's a little bit of moisture in there, but, not generally... Or not, nothing abnormal. Just a beautiful Friday evening as we pass the 9:30 mark here in South Central Iowa. 2:05 to go. I guess we're more Central Iowa now. We're north of 80. Our way to go north of 80. We're south of 80. We're just south of 80. We're just Central. We're closer to Des Moines than we were when we woke up this morning. So. Well,
I didn't wake up until I got to work. So.
But at any rate, sketch the locker room show tonight, Fox 15, after the game there in Albion.
We do have a final score for the Montezuma-Belle Plaine game. Montezuma 26, Belle Plaine 8.
Monty taking that game. Monty 26-8 over Belle Plaine, the Belle Plaine team we saw couple weeks ago. Montezuma team we'll see here in 2 weeks after we go home next weekend for homecoming with GMG of Garland coming to town for homecoming. Well, we got four receivers set for Bortel, single back Stoshiel in behind him. Ball through the hands as he let it fly out to the receiver on the far side. Ball through the hands of two defenders. And I tell you what, you look at some of the red pants that the Warhawks are wearing right now, and they seem to have a little bit of mud coating in, so probably have a little bit of a softer field out there than what we're noticing from up here. So incomplete pass stops the clock right at the 2-minute mark. They're bringing up second and 10. I'm sorry, third and 10. Ball spotted at the 45-yard line. Stachel's going to keep it around the near side. He's going to pitch it to Stachel. Stachel's going to try and cut back up at the 45 to the 47, and there he's going to be driven back by the Colfax defense. Black comes in on the play. Black came in from the referee in behind the offensive side of the ball. We're going to wait and see the call here. Personal foul against Colfax.
That's kind of nice to see.
So they're going to step off. And I'm not sure they didn't make it much like a face mask or.
Looks like it was a shove to the ground.
So kind of a something after the play was over. So personal foul is going to give what would have been a fourth and long for the Warhawks. Going to give them a fresh set of downs inside the Tigerhawk 40 down to the 38. A minute 51 to go in the fourth quarter.
They got back in that Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah, back in that area of the field, they just couldn't get out of it in the third quarter. So four receivers now for Bortel. Stachel in behind him. Pothoven's going to go in motion to the far side. Bortel going to pitch it right side. Stachel. Stachel's just going to take off for the sideline. He's going to make it down about the 32. Pick up about 9 on the play.
And I'll wait.
The North Mahaska is going to take a timeout. I think their last time out here was the second half with a minute 38 to go. Going to be second and 3 when they come back from this one. Again, we want to thank KIIC. I'm your good neighbor, State Farm agent Wendell Campbell. Touchdown Tommy Jenkinson here with me tonight. I want to thank all our sponsors, Proro Antiques of New Sharon, McGriff's of New Sharon, Gardner Collier Jewelry, and Oskaloosa and Ottumwa, American Cleaning, Jim Miller, Medicap Pharmacy, Boyd's U.S. Cellular.
Hello, better.
I like it, Tommy. Lumberland Furniture. There again, talk to Macy down at Slumberland today. They will be having a big sale starting on Sunday. So prices are hot. Savings are huge. Big sale is going to be starting Sunday. Slumberland Furniture located off Highway 23 south in the heart of Oskaloosa.
Did I hear something about a bake sale?
A bake sale? No, I think the prices are hot at a furniture sale.
Oh, I thought it was a bake sale.
No bake sale. Big weekend around the Oskaloosa area here this weekend. William Penn's homecoming, Oskaloosa's homecoming tonight, William Penn's homecoming tomorrow. I'll be calling that game at MCG Channel 7 tomorrow. So turn in the pitches to Stajo here on the right side. Stajo can't turn it back and loses about 2 yards. The Colfax defense able to get in the backfield. Stachel took the pitch and then was just caught to me. I think he lost his feet more than anything. It was a pretty hard hit by the defender, but just not able to keep his feet. Bring up 3rd and 5. Bortel's going to keep it running around the right side. He's going to run for the sidelines as he sees the first down marker.
Oh!
And then run out of bounds, spun around, but enough to get the first down.
That was a big block by Stachel.
Big block. Stachel was able to get around and put a block. Needed 4, got about 6. That's going to bring a first down. Fresh 7 downs with 1:07 to go in the game. Ball spotted about the 26-yard line.
First down.
Look here, 1:07 to go in the fourth quarter. You're listening to second half action. North Mass Warhawk football on KIIC Radio, KIICradio.com. 4 receivers. Pothoven goes in motion to the far side. Bortel can look around. Nothing there. He's going to tuck and run. Run out of bounds about the 25.
There's a hanky.
We've got a flag on the play. The referee's going to call this illegal shift, which we've seen this a couple times tonight. Pothoven goes in motion. I don't know what they're calling if somebody's not getting reset on that far side. I'm not sure what he's seeing or what he doesn't like from a motion standpoint. But that procedural penalty is going to be a 5 yards stepped off, which would give a 1st and 15 ball at the 31-yard line.
Ten?
How many steps? He took 10 steps there. I've never seen a 10-yard procedural penalty as the official moving the ball just kept taking steps. So
that kind of makes you wonder.
First and about 15. Oh, that's a long 15. The first and 15 to go. Four receivers. We're still going to roll out the far side. Pass going to be intended for
Gleason,
number 81, as he was right at the six. The ball falls just outside his hands. That's going to bring out a second and 15 with 54 seconds to go here in the game. Tiger Hawks leading this one 27-13. Big pass play to start the fourth quarter. And a blocked punt by the Tiger Hawks gave them good field position on the five. They took three plays to punch it in. Put us where we're at right now. Tiger Hawks leading this one 27-13. Rochelle comes to the line, four receivers set again, two each side, and Stotchell in behind him. Rochelle's going to roll right side. Going to fake the pass, duck down inside, run away from a defender. Inside the 30, duck away from another pass. He's going to be drug down about the 27-yard line. He was able to pick up about four, get us back close to where the original line of scrimmage was. Third down with 30 seconds to go in the game. Ball down near side of the field. Stodgill in behind him. Rochelle in the shotgun. Drops the snap. He's going to go ahead and Stodgill is big block and kind of run Stodgill's bell with a helmet-to-helmet contact. Helmet-to-helmet by one of the Colfax players on Stodgill. Stodgill slow to get up, number nine. Fly came in there, stops the clock with 15 seconds to go. Fly thrown right at the 25-yard line.
I think that was a play after.
Was there something along that sideline over there? Because all I saw was the big hit.
No, there's something in the middle of the field.
Not sure what they're discussing here on that far sideline. There is a flag down. The flag came in from that far side. The referee comes out to the middle of the field. They're going to call a penalty. They're going to call a personal foul penalty against the Warhawks.
What was the personal foul?
I didn't see anything there. I saw the big hit. Stotchel got out in front of Bortelli as he was rolling to that side. Put a pretty good block, and really Stotchel took the brunt of that because he caught it and fell back on his back, but they're getting lots of discussion from this officiating crew with 15 seconds to go in this game. This game all but decided.
I don't think the officiating crew knows what's going on.
They talk it over. They're not sure what they're discussing or what they're moving around. At any rate, Colfax declined the penalty, which sets up a fourth down for the Warhawks. So they're waiting on the ball marker over on the other side to mark it. So the ball set for play. Fourth down where the ball went out. Fourth at about eight. Hotel again in the pistol. Ball's going to fall down. The North Bassett is just going to fall on top of it.
Hold on, play. Fourth down. So see how this takes over.
So on fourth down, a turnover on downs is going to give Colfax the ball back. With 10 seconds to go, and this one's pretty much all but over. Colfax leading this one 27-13. We thank all you out there for listening to us here tonight. We thank Jay Mill and the boys back at the station for having us on again this week. Week number five, halfway through the season, Tommy. Halftime of this game would have been halfway of our nine games. We definitely don't have an easy road ahead of us with Montezuma, GMG next week, homecoming there at New Sharon at North Mahaska High School. And then we end the...
End it with Sully? No.
End it with Iowa Valley. Come home for homecoming next week on the road at Montezuma, on the road at Linville-Sully. Big rivalry match, those two in a row, Montezuma and Linville-Sully. Some of those kids growing up, about 15, 20 miles maybe from New Sharon and North Mahaska, and ending the season at home against Iowa Valley on the 24th. 10 seconds to go Colfax takes the timeout and going to talk about it. You know, as we looked early in the season, Tommy, this was one of those games that really could have went either way. I know there's some on the schedule. We knew we were going to be tough. So BGM, we knew they weren't bringing back a whole lot, but we knew they were coming back with some good athletes. Really played them even for three quarters last week. We know Monty's going to be a tough game, as they showed their muscle tonight against Belle Plaine.
And Belle Plaine is a very good team.
Belle Plaine's a good team.